Nasharisi.
Nasharisi. He shafes south the kiva. Kibir Rashi is out.
So what are you saying until now? That the pasuk says tashbish sol v'techem, right? And the Gemara says bebitul ba'alma sagi. And we learned this out from tashbish. This doesn't say tavaru. So Tashbisu is something other. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so it doesn't say Tishafu. It doesn't say Tvaru. So Tigamunkla says it means Tvatlan. So that's how I learned out that what? That Bitl is what's meant by Tashbisu. Correct? So it comes out that Tashbisu is a mitzvah asay. Ach bayam arishon, Tashbisu from v'techem is a mitzvah asay. What's the meaning of Tashbisu? It doesn't mean tevaru, it means tevatlan. Okay? So you see there's a new idea, a new mitzvah called bittul.
Really?
Yeah.
According to here, if you didn't say my Yisrael or just destroying it, would you be yotze that mitzvah? He says, Bittul Ba'al-Masad. So, it sounds like it's like a little bit, even if you feel like maybe you do too. Is that
alright? It's a little hard to hear. You gotta get a little quiet.
Sorry. If, let's say you did it by, Shreif or something else, would you be yotze Hashbasa the way he's setting it up now?
Would you be Mekayim the mitzvah?
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Okay, because I thought maybe yes, because he says the midoraisa bittul ba'alma sagi. Like it sounds like it's good enough to do bittul, but something else would also be good.
Something else would also be good. How do you know what would be good? I mean, if the word tashbisu means tavatlun, so how do you know you mekayim that mitzvah with shreifa?
Right.
Are you hearing from the Nicholas? It just
sounds like before,
he says
sagi that it's like it's good enough. But the other
thing is
like that's
going to
be good.
No, it, well, I mean, no, it means bittul b'al masagi means that that's the mitzvah. Mitzvah is all you have to do is
bittul. Okay.
Because otherwise you'd have to have a limud for something else, no? Since it says Tashbisu, it doesn't say Tevaru, so you see, you don't need, mitzvah doesn't demand Levaru. But the Bittul Ba'alma is the mitzvah. Bittul Ba'alma meaning as opposed to a greater type of Hashvasa. So therefore, Bittul Ba'alma is enough, but that means that's enough because that's what it means by Tashbisu. So the Torah is not requiring you to do Sreif or Avara. The Torah is requiring you to do bittul.
Rebbe?
Yes?
But if Tashbisu means bittul, which according to Unklis it does, but what's so magical? I mean, bittul is Tashbisu, but basically getting rid of chametz. So if you do burning, why shouldn't you be yotze too? I mean, why would you say it's specifically? I mean, is a specific maisa mitzvah bittul that's better than something else for getting rid of your chametz, even if Tashbisu means bittul? I mean, why logically wouldn't you say that, you know, if you burn it, you'd be yotze too?
Well, you mean why logically I don't say that with burning I'm yotze?
Yeah. I I mean, let's assume Tashbis of Daz meant Bittel. I mean, is something spectacular about Bittel as a means to get rid of your chametz, and if a guy wants to burn it, that wouldn't be good enough? He doesn't like Bittel?
Be involved in burning?
Yeah, he's hypochondria. He likes to
burning. In burning, he would...
Pyromania.
Burning would simply be silica chametz.
I'm sorry?
If Tashbisa doesn't mean to burn it,
I understand.
But it means bittel.
Right.
So then if you burned it, you would just be mesal like the chametz, but you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah Tashbisa. It wouldn't be over.
I guess what I'm asking is, what is it about bittel that's unique that would demand that that should be the exclusive method for Tashbisa?
You know why the Torah chose it?
Yeah, I mean, why?
I don't know why.
What's the difference? What's the definition of bittel more than getting rid of chametz by another means? I mean, what's unique to bittel?
But you can't ask that question because the Torah tells you one means is the mitzvah, so now you want to know why it's that means. That's a good question, why it's that means. But you can't include it, anything else you do, if you do it, you won't have chametz and it won't be over. But you won't be Mekayim Mitzvah Tashbisu because the Torah didn't say to do that. If Tashbisu is Bebittel Ba'alma, so that's the meaning of the word. So therefore, that's the Mitzvah Saseh, is Bittel. If you say, I did something better, I did Sreifa, so in a Hanami, with Sreifa, you don't have Chametz, but that's not the key Mitzvah. You can't change the key of Mitzvah. Torah says to do one thing is the key of mitzvah. You can't say, I did something better.
And is it a chiyuv to do it? In other words, you can't do sreifa, you must do bittel?
Is it a chiyuv to do bittel?
Yeah.
Apparently, if you have chametz, it's a chiyuv to do bittel. Not if you don't have it.
Correct.
I mean, but that's a good question, why the Torah chose bittel.
That's very strange.
Huh. But that's a question of why. But it's not a question of what it is. But that's the way everybody learns. How does Rashi learn? Rashi learns the same way. Where's Rashi? Rashi does Dalal and Bez, no? Dalal and Bez, yeah. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, where's Rashi at?
So, what's
the Bittel Ba'alma? Yeah, where's the Gemara? Midrash, the Bittel Ba'alma Sagi. So Rashi says, Dixit Tashbis Lok Sif Tavaru, Vashbasa Delev, he Ashbasa. So the Ashbasa Belev, so it's Ashbasa Belev, so the Mitzvah say Midrash is the Mashbis Belibo, not to burn it. If you burn it, you don't have any chametz, so you're simply not over. But you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah. I mean, on the surface, that's what it would seem. But the Bittel Ba'alma means that the Torah never went so far as to be Mechayev Sreifa. It only went so far as to be Mechayev Bittel, but that's the meaning of Tashbisu. So that comes out that that's the mitzvah.
So the guy does Sreifa and then he does Bittel, he's not guilty of Bittel.
That's correct. There's nothing to be involved anymore. I mean, on the surface, that's what it would seem to be learning.
So we should do Bittel before Sreifa?
What?
So we should do Bittel before Sreifa?
Sreifa would be for the kind of another sheet or abuse a sheet, but.
I understand.
But we do, you need to do Bittel first.
Yeah.
Plus, Bittel, you do Sreifa in case Bittel isn't, in case it means Sreifa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we do that.
Right, I understand, but we should try to do the Bittel before we do the Sreifa or not?
Yes, absolutely.
Not after the Sreifa?
Not after the Sreifa. After the Sreifa, you can't do Bittel. There's nothing to be mevatel.
And do you have to have in mind when you do the Bittel that it doesn't apply to that which you're burning, so you can be Yotzei Sreifa?
Well, it depends if you chayev altogether. It's only a chumra ba'alma.
But
the chumra ba'alma holds that the mitzvah is not bittel. The mitzvah is tavaro.
Yeah, I understand. But if you did
bittel, so then the bittel won't work.
Yeah, but if you did bittel already, what are you burning? not yours. No, you did Bethel, it's not yours.
Yeah, but it's cheap distributor. Trefa's the only thing that works. I'm not in the cigarette right now, but I think it's according to Shita Shabuta. That to be able to say it's Shita. I'm not. I'll take a look, tell you. I'm pretty sure that it's because Shabuta maintains. What are you going to say?
You're
Chometz El Srefa.
Right, I understand, but I just don't understand how it works if you're going to do.
What do you mean? One second. So what's so hard? If you say in Beer Chometz El Srefa, so then Biddle's no good. Isn't that true?
Doesn't the Ran open it the other way?
What? The Ran learns opening the other way? What name?
The paragraph Shema.
Excuse me?
In the Shema paragraph.
Shema.
In the paragraph Shema, he says, he uses the Mehud as a riot that even though Bittul Ba'al Masagi, there still is an institution in the Raisa of Bia.
Slowly, okay. Right, so let's wait till we get there.
We'll get to it.
Let's wait till we get there. Kedesh is not the first thing. Go ahead.
Okay.
Inami,
not the language
of Siv, Lo Yira El Lachah, to be a Rabbi Sena Hatzafatim, though. The Haki Tanya is the three, Lo Yira El Lachah, or Batel Believer. Batel Believer. I don't know why he's bringing Rabbi Sena Hatzafatim. That's the Balitasis. The Balitasis is a dollar on the base. Take a look at the Balitasis. The Agnon Rashi. They don't hold Bittul as Belez. Tasis is Nidaraisa Bittul Balmasagi. Pierce Bekutchim is Sif Tashbizno Sif Tavara Almash Bas Belevi. The Kushal Reed, I ask Bas Avari. Below Bittul. Signing the Shmaidma, the Kiva Omein Tzara, Hare Omar Isu. Masin Lavar Shiav Malachas, I can't be on Yontif. Below Tashbizu Aminu Kamon, they ach Cholak Shu Mishashos and Lamaila. So Taisus knocks off Rashi that Tashbisu means Bittul. Omari, the Midaraisa, the Bittul Balmasagi, Mitan, the Meacha, she Bittul, Avi Hefker, the Yatsum Rashusa, Umutter, Kiram Mirakrin, Amrin, and Avalatar Rosh, and Lacher, and Michel Gavoa. But I mean, Dom Hefker, but Snei Shlosha, Midaraisa, ain't Zarach. That's Taisus. So Taisus makes it clear that Bittul works. Tom Hefker, correct? But not that Tashbisu means Bittul. So it simply works because you mafker it and you don't have any chometz. But it's not the mitzvah say of Tashbisu. He says, the meach is a Bittul, Avi Hefker, the Yotzim Hershusa. It's just like he sold it to a guy. Or gave it to a guy. Umutter. Because it's Yotzim Hershusa. But the Balitasis aren't learning that Tashbisu means Bittul, like the Ran. So I don't understand why the Ran brings in the Balitasis. According to the Ran, Tashbisu is the mitzvah. Unless it's just bringing in the limud. Lo yiro lecha so'or batel belipcha. That means that there, lo yiro lecha means batel belipcha, so then it would mean that he's learning out from lo yiro lecha that there's a mitzvah say of Bittul. But the Taisus, the Baal Taisus learn completely differently. They learn that Tashbisu is Tavaru, and they learn that the reason why Bittul works for different reasons, because it's Hefker, it's just he's Mafka the Chometz, he doesn't have any more Chometz, he simply can't be over the Issa. But that's not, it's against the Ran, because the Ran is learning Tashbisu is a mitzvah. Batel Belibcha, or like Unkla says, Tashbisu is Tavatla. So that's the Tzuras HaMitzvah. I don't know why I've been to Rabbi Sina Bar Tzafatim.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Just in terms of the Sifri, where Ron is learning it, so is he saying that it's tying the essay to the Los Asay? This is how, you do the essay in order to not be over the Los Asay?
Well, if you do the essay, you're certainly not over the Los
Asay. Right, you're trying to do, but he's saying, and the drash is Batel Belibe, so he's learning Batel means is what Tashbisu is. So he's saying that Tashbisu is the way you're not over. Yes, sir?
Well, of course, if you do Bittul, you're not over the issue. I mean, that's clear. What's the purpose of the mitzvah? It's a question of where the limud is. If the limud is from Tashbisu to Vatlun, or the limud is Le'er Allah Chosor, Batel Belibcha. I said, I don't understand why it brings in the Balatations. But the Balatations don't say Bittl. It's not Bittl. They say, that's exactly the Lashon HaTeshus. That Teshbis is not Bittl. That's Tavaru. So I don't understand that part. But anyways, it doesn't stop us from going further. Balatations is not the mitzvah. It's simply you're avoiding the Avera. It's clear from the Lashon HaTeshus. So since he's mafkarit, you only have to be Nesh Lasha, so it's he doesn't have to come. It's simply still a Toyesa. It's not Kiyama Mitzvah. But anyways, I don't have any answer for that. Why is the Dinner of Mishnah out of Tzafata? Unless there was different Tzafata before. Okay, but anyways, Uma Winyan Bittelza.
Uma Winyan Bittelza, Mutaf to Gemara. Rabbi Hata Minan, Habote Sarab Shivata. The Bittel Nikin Hecker. Mahani with my Siman Allah, Hahi the Sophie to Enim, the Hahi in the Torah Hecker, Nabuba.
What is this riot from Sophie to Enim? Take a look at the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the Gemara today? Love on the base. Amar Vida Marav.
Vida Marav, a bote churchy about my time up. Ine ma mishon te ruben polo kashivi. Viti tema, kivin de minta vuhu agad base kashivi. Vahatanga. Sukhe to Enem, Umshamar Sadehu, Mithnei Anoven, Sukhe Anoven, Umshamar Sadehu, Mithnei Mithshaus, Mithnei Mithlaus, Dizman Shabalabayas Makar Alehen, Asur Mishum Gedo, Ayavin Demaisa, Dizman Shabay Balabayas Makar Alehen, Mithar Mishum Gedo, Tur Mishum Maisa.
Depends on his Akpada. If he's not Makar on them, so then they're Hefker. So if he's not makbid, it's automatically after. So all the Gemara is saying is that Perun is lo chashivi, right?
Right.
Maybe he'll say mintalu agav beisei it's chashivi because he's guarding it. You see, if he's not makbid, so it's nothing. So therefore, it's back to it's lo chashivi. And it's lo chashivi, there can't be any bilus on it. Because it's lo chashivi, so it's so therefore he's mafker it because it's worthless. So I don't understand what that has to do with this. That's simply saying a boidik tzorach shiavatel, right? Even though the bedikah has involved, so the one says why? If you're worried about the, because even after the bedikah, there's still pirurin lo chashivi. Maybe you'll say mitargav basically makes a chashivi. No, but that's only if you mock this. If you're not mock, but it's lo chashivi. So what's that got to do with this? He says, "Dahi mitaras hefker naguba." What is he seeing that tomorrow? That tells you. I mean, other rishonim learn the Gemara too. Nobody says that mitam hefker besides Tesis, but. Other Rishonim learn Bittl is Bittl Belev, Rambam, the Ramban, anywhere else in the Kiyuma. But what is that? How does that Gemara prove Mitaras? It's Mitaras Efker. It's very funny. He seems to think he found the Gemara. It openly says it's Bittl Mitam Efker. Nobody learns that way. It's lo chashivi. Not mock, but it's lo chashivi. So it's lo chashivi, so it's not sure I have to have bilus on it, because it's not worth anything. It's not even really Hefker. It simply has no value. So therefore it's Yotzer Mershusa. But it's not an act of Hefker. It is Hefker. But why is it Hefker? Because it's, it has no value to him. It has no value, so there's no bilus on it. But anyways, without that distinction, what's his raya? I don't know. All right, want to go further? Unless somebody has some aids over here. I don't see what you're saying. All right, let's go a little further.
V'yapagat dehefker ki hadavna lo mahani devada iman de'omar in nifsei didi ulvaklu lo de v'lemlu ta'afra lo mashma dehavi hefker.
Not mashma that it's hefker. No mashmos hefker if he says levatlu to lahavi kahafra. Because he doesn't say hefker. It's not even a mashmos of hefker. So, in other words, the dibur is not a dibur shel hefker. Right, so how can you say some Tom Hefker? Hefker is a Kenyan. And Dvaram Shebelev is nothing. Right? No. So Rabbi Yossi can't learn. So now I'll ask you a question. So what does Tosfos do with Rabbi Yossi? Oh, the answer is very simple. Tosfos doesn't paskel like Rabbi Yossi. It's not a mitzvah. According to the Ran, Tashbisu is a mitzvah. So then, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can have a big problem. How could he become the mitzvah? But according to Tosfos, Biddle's Mitam Hefker is not a mitzvah, it's simply Afkar Mershusa. So it doesn't possible like Rabbi Yossi.
Why don't you tell us, how would Rabbi Yossi avoid by Rabbi Masech?
He has to sell it, get rid of it.
Yes, yeah, we have to find
somebody. You have to find somebody Bizocha. Have a great Bizocha. See, because Tosfos is not learning it's a mitzvah. So it's no problem. But according to the Ran, it's believed. It has according to Tosfos, if you required Bifnei Shloshim at a Raisa, so you'd have to do Bifnei Shloshim. According to Tosfos, just Yisila Kachametz. He's removing the Yisila Kreisa. But according to the Ran, that's why it's no problem, Rabbi Yossi. You have to do it differently according to Rabbi Yossi. Or Rabbi Yossi couldn't do Hefker. We don't possibly like Rabbi Yossi. But according to the Ran, that a Tashbisu is a mitzvah, so Rabbi Yossi is in a hard position. How does he learn the Pasuk? You follow? That's the big difference between his Hefker and Tosfos' Hefker. His Hefker is a mitzvah, Tashbisu. That's a mitzvah. Tosfos is simply the avoidance of an issa. Okay, that's why Tosfos doesn't have a problem with Yossi. Okay, I just wanted to point that out. Because it fits in line with what we were saying all along. And according to him, it's a mitzvah. Okay, so it's a mitzvah to be mafkir. But the only problems. One problem is it's not mashmoyes of three problems. One problem is it's not mashmoyes of hefker. Second problem is belibo's good. And the third problem is how does Rabbi Yossi do it? Because he holds, it's like matana. Until somebody else is ocha, it's lo nafkir mershusay. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Okay, yeah, sorry, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Mahani Afilu Hamis Yadua. Daminan Bemotse Gluska Yukipia to Daika Yavi. Ubutaman Hayoshi Bukinavago. The Miskar Shiishlo Isa, Gallas, the South Basin, the Isa Bigmara. It's not Nami or Kaman track Elu Oben, Hahola Fish for his pistol, the Kulu of Nishka, Shiishlo Hamis, the South Basin.
It's an interesting point here that he says it helps, it works even on Chometz Yadua. Even on Chometz Yadua. If it's Chometz Sheini Yadua, if it would work, he seems to be satisfied. Chometz Yadua, it works, but it even works on Chometz Yadua. Chometz Sheini Yadua works. What is, why is Sheini Yadua any better than Yadua? It's any Yadua, but it's still a Hefta. Yeah, I just wanted to point it out to you.
Okay,
Rabbi, all right, what's the difference? Any Yadua, Yadua. If it works, if you have to mafke, let's difference the person has to mafke something. Is mafke something, is any Yadua. He says, if I have it, I'm being mafke. So does it make it any easier to be mafke? And what is his formula? That's also difficult. His formula is that I saw an Atar Kila Bershuso. So now it's in his Rishus. So why does it work? I saw an Atar Kila Bershuso. And another problem is, I saw an Atar Kila Bershuso is only Lachas Mani Suro. And when is he doing Bittul Belev? He's doing Bittul Belev before his Mani Suro. I think it doesn't make sense. Yes, I know when I first learned the run, I said, no, we did it already once. But I see we never did it inside. Here he's trying to formulate what the whole concept of Biddle is. Said we're Isi Lefarsh and Yofa Yofa, but that we're trying to figure out how he did that. If you're going to say that, it's on the cost of people with Shusa. So it's Shusa now. So why should it be any better? And moreover, if Hefker, I'll ask you another question. If Hefker works on this case because it's only Asan Atar Kila Bershuso, but it works because of Hefker, so what kind of a mitzvah is that? I mean, what kind of a mitzvah is... You can't have... The mitzvah can't be to be mafkirit. Why is Hefker chosen over any... What kind of a maisa mitzvah is? Your mafkirit is just not, it's just not yours anymore. Like Taisus. Why is that a Maisa Mitzvah? What's the Torah telling you? That would be like the Torah telling you, sell it to a guy. So that would be a Mitzvah? Or that would be simply being Masalik the Issa? Hefka's a Kenyan, is you're just getting rid of it. So where's the Mitzvah's Biddle? The Mitzvah has to have a specific Tzura, a specific formula. So, anybody have any suggestions? We open the floor for suggestions. Insight. That is, that what does he take to mean, Asana Tarakila Bershusa? really is not b'shusa. Asan atar kila b'shusa, does that mean that the Torah gave him the din bailus on it now? But that's not true either, because he can't make Kaddish and Isha with Lachas Man Yisuro, so he's not really, because it's an Isra Noah, and Isra Noah doesn't have bailus on. Doesn't he say that? He says, what is it? He says, because it's Eina B'shusa, because Pashtus, because it's an Isra Noah. So it's Eina B'shusa. So if the Torah made a kilo, the Torah made a kilo b'shusa, wasn't the Torah gave him a din, an artificial din bailus on it? I want to say like this, that it doesn't mean in dine mominis that it's his dine mominis, because that's impossible. If is not subject to bailus, and it's ain't a b'shusa shalodam, so the Torah can't override that and then make it b'shusa. So it doesn't exist. It's a fiction. It's a fictitious bailus. But what the Torah means is like this, that in terms of Dina, in terms of Issa, the Torah considers it as if it's in his rishos. In terms of Issa, the Torah considers it as if it's in his rishos. Not that he has a real bailus in Dina Mominus, in Chosha Mishpat. It's really the Torah considers it, in Issa the Heter, the Torah considers it as if it's in his rishos. Okay? So now, what does he say? So he says that this concept of being in his reshuts, midinei sir, for that, let's go back to Hefker. What is Hefker? Hefker really, you have machlekes Rabbi Yossi maintains that Hefker is until it reaches the other guy's Rishus, it's like a Matana. So it's really a Gemiris Das of a Machna. And you need somebody else to be Zocha, correct? It's a Gemiris Das of a Machna, you need somebody else to be Zocha. That's Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim maintain that the Gemiris Das alone, is a Gemiris Das that he's misalik as bailus, and that's all he needs. There's a siluk bailus through the Gemiris Das, because his Gemiris Das is not ordinarily by a kinyan. Gemiris Das is that I'm allowing you to be zochah. But over here, it's of course, it's the Gemiris Das of course bailus. In an ordinary case, there's no Gemiris Das of course bailus. There's a Gemiris Das that I'm willing to be makna this to you. So you have to make a kinyan. So my Gemiris Das allows you to make a kinyan. But over here, the Chacham say, the Gemiris Das is that his Mesalik is bailus altogether. If the Gemiris Das is on the whole bailus, you don't need a zocha. That's the machlokas between the Chachamim and between Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi maintains it's still just Gemiris Das. So if it's just Gemiris Das, so then you need a Zocha, just like by an ordinary Aknoa. Whereas the Chachamim maintain, no. Chachamim maintain that this Gemiris Das is different. Ordinarily, Gemiris Das, you need a Zocha because it's a Gemiris Das for Kinyan, for Aknoa. But over here, it's not a Gemiris Das for Aknoa. It's a Gemiris Das on the whole bailus. Gemiris Das on the whole bailus is Maskiya the whole bailus. Or Mesalik the bailus, however you want to learn. Okay? So, Hefker is works through Gemiris Das, according to both of them. So, what he's saying is that what the Torah is saying is like this, that if there's a Gilui Das, Now the reason why by Hefker you can't do a Belibo, it's a Dvarim Shebelev, is because that's dealing with Choshen Mishpat. And Choshen Mishpat, Dvarim Shebelev, is Einam Dvarim. But over here we're dealing with Arachayim. That the Arachayim, in terms of Arachayim, in terms of Issa, the Torah considers it still in his Rishos. But the Torah doesn't consider it's in his rishus if he has a gneiris das, which is the underlying element of hefker. In other words, the gavra is a mafkir. Because what is hefker? Hefker is gneiris das. So he has the essential component of hefker, which is gneiris das, that he doesn't want it. That he doesn't want the bilus. So if he has the, so it doesn't matter Rabbi Yossi, doesn't matter Rabbi Yossi the Chachon, because even Rabbi Yossi maintains that, Rabbi Yossi maintains you need somebody else to be Zohar because that's Choshen Mishpat. But he maintains that if a person has such a Gemiras Das, then the Torah doesn't consider it his. If he has a Gemiras Das where somebody else can come and be Zohar, so his Gemiras Das is a Gemiras Das Shel Hefker, so then the Torah is not Machashim V'nitz Kilo Hubishrusa. Because he's a gavra who is in a state of mafkir in terms of issa. It's not in choshen mishpat. The das mafkir stems from choshen mishpat because that's what hefker is. But in choshen mishpat halachos, you have to be careful because there's dvar shebaleiv, there's a tzura. But over here, as long as you know that this gavra is in a state of mind where his gemiras das is that he doesn't want it, that he would be mafker it, he partakes of hefker because he partakes of the gemiras das of hefker. So then the Torah is not machshev it as if it's in his rishos. And that if he's in a state of mind of hefker, then the Torah cannot say we consider it as if it's in his rishos legabe yisr.
Rabbi?
Yeah, that's the only way I can understand him, yeah?
Rabbi, does this formulation hold true with other sources of Isser Hanak, let's say like Basa Bechalov? If a guy wanted to be Mafkir, Basa Bechalov, would that also work?
That's a big problem. We'd have to go through that separately, because the whole question is if there's Bilus on Isser Hanak. I'm not going to go, I mean, we should go through it one time, but I can't do it now. If you want to go through it after this, maybe we'll do it. Machloek is achrona, but there's Bilus and Isur. I know. I can't. No one has shadows and Bilus. Let's stick to this case.
Really?
Yeah.
Why can't the person do it after the
Ma'aser
Shas?
Excuse me?
Why can't he do it for Shas
Isur?
Why doesn't it work?
Why doesn't it work for Shas Isur? Because once the Torah was machshavet at kibud in Yerushuso, so now it's. I mean, why can't be mafka then?
Yeah.
Good question.
It's interesting. I mean, you still need the regular bios in order to do this.
That's a good question. Why it doesn't work? Lachas mani surah. Why doesn't it work? And moreover, the other question we didn't answer either. That how does he do this before his mani surah? Before Zmani Suro, it's not, you don't have Chishon Atar Kilo B'Shusra.
Bobby?
Unless you say, that's the part of the mitzvah Tashbisu, that you can relate to the Chometz, Kodem Zmani Suro, as a Chaleshem Chometz. Which is Chishpan Atar Kila Bershusa. But no, let's not say that. Let's not say that. Go ahead. What do you want to say, Aaron?
Yeah, maybe, could you say that, like, once he has real bilis, so his das, like mafker, is like a phenomenon. It's not like real hefker because he doesn't do a real hefker. And once, like, this monister comes and his essential bilis is removed, so then, since he has that das, the Torah didn't place him to his reshus.
That's the simple way to say. That, in other words, that the bittul makes him a gavra with a das mafkir. And then the Torah simply won't place it into his reshus.
So, right, but until this monister comes, his essential bias exists.
It actually takes place, the halos of the bittul takes place, halachas mani suro.
Right.
But the mice of bittul, as the Torah tells you that the Maisa Bittul, the state of the Gavra, you still need the Halacha to tell you that it could be Kodem's Mano because there's no such phenomenon ordinarily. But the Mitzvah Tashbisu is that he should actualize that state in before Zmani Suro. And the Torah recognizes the actualization of that state, and that's why, according to the Ran, it's very good that it's a Maisa Mitzvah, because it's a new state. And the Torah recognizes that state, and that state is the Mitzvah, and once, because it's the Zman Chametz, it's Zman Chametz now, so the Torah recognizes that state, and therefore, at the time of Isser, the Torah will not be Machshavit Kilu Rishusa. That's the natural way to explain it. But it still doesn't answer his question. It answers my question. The question of why it's a mitzvah.
No, but also why... You don't have any question.
His question is, why can't you do lachas manisur?
Because the hefker works because of the fact that you're actually a baal. If you don't have the essential baalus, then the das hefker doesn't really have any reality to it.
If you don't have what?
If you don't have the essential bios of mominus, then there's no phenomenon of a das mafkir. That mice only works of being mafkir something if you actually own it, if you actually have real bios on it.
That's correct.
So once it's also banon, you don't have an essential bios, the Torah doesn't recognize that das mafkir as a phenomenon.
Once you have bios of chishon atara l'kilu b'shusha.
Yeah, but then you don't have the essential bios among this, so then you can't do das mafkir.
And you can't undo the chishon atara. Well, his question is, why can't you undo the chishon atara kilu b'shusha?
But you're using das mafkir to do that.
In other words, you can't create a chalos kinyan because it's isra. So you can't create. In other words, once it's chishon atara kilu b'shusha, that's a din in arachayim, a din in isra. And now the Torah doesn't do that if you're in a state of a das machne, the Torah isn't machshavit if it's in your shoes.
Right, unless you actually, right. One, if you have real bias, it does, but.
Once it's in your shoes, there's no mechanism to be motzi it. Because it's not choshu mishpat. Yes, sir. So if you're in that state before, so the Torah isn't machshavit as if it's in your shoes, but once it's machshavit, Surah, as if it's in your shus, now the chalos ifser cannot be undone. You can't be mafkiyat because it's not a kinyan. It's not a chol shemish b'alacha. It's permanent now. You can't create. There's no kinyonim in ifser. You can't create a new. Create a new kinyan that you're going to be mafkiyat and it'll go out of the chishon atara. The chishon atara is a din in ifser. That's why lachas mani suro, you can't do anything. But if you're in that state, kodim's mani suro, so the Torah is not, can't be machshav, it is yours as long as you're in a state of das mafkir. Your das is das mafkir. That's what I think the Ran is saying. I think it answers all the questions we raised.
What about the question of das? Why does it matter if you have das in the Gusar or not?
Why what?
Why does he make the point that it works even though you know about the Chametz?
Even though what?
Even though you know about the
Chametz. So, we didn't answer that question. Yeah, why is Chametz Yidua better than Chametz Sheni Yidua?
Also, Rebbe, what about the lashon of ka'afar? Why is that the form that the hefker takes? Even though you can't do a blevo.
Why the lashon of bittul? Well, that I could explain because you can't use the lashon of hefker. Because it's not Bershuso and Dine Mominus. It's Bershuso in terms of Isser. So that's why you use Lushin of Lahavi Kafra Dara. Because that's an appropriate Lushin for Isser.
Why is that an appropriate Lushin for Isser?
Because in Isser, he's not saying that he's being mocked anything in the Kinyan Efker. Just the Das Mafkir, these are the Isser, so that it shouldn't be Nechshav Kimui Bershuso. So that's what he says. He says that it's, to me, it's, it has no value. To me, it's Ka'afra Dara. Which is a Gemiris Das that he simply has no concern about it. But he can't use Lashon Hefker because it's really not Hefker. It's not Chosh Mishpat. It's just an expression. It's the same element in Hefker of the Gemiris Das that he doesn't want the Kenyan. So that's the Gemiris Das.
Right.
Yes.
How do you use something from Choshen Mishpat for Isser V'Hatter? Like those elements, like.
Oh, because I'll tell you why. Because that's not a problem. Because the Choshen Mishpat is defining what is Das is vis-a-vis the Chametz. What is Das is in terms of the ownership. So that's a Choshen Mishpat institution that's being used to show how he relates to the Chametz in terms of a Baal. He has no desire for it. Gemiris Das.
But it falls under the institution.
In other words, what he's avoiding is saying Bittl is a new mechanism. It's not a new mechanism. It's a certain state of mind of a Das Mafkir. But the fact that this Kafir Adara is very good, because that's in terms of this, that's the proper statement. We bust it.
So it's using the same mechanism as Hefker, which is Choshen Mishpat, but it comes under the institution of Isser V'Hetter.
In other words, his Das is a Das of Choshen Mishpat. And there's such a Das like that is we derive from Choshen Mishpat, a Das Mafkir. Once he has that Das, and he's a Gavra that expresses that Das Mafkir, that he doesn't want the Bilas, then the Isser doesn't consider it as if it's in his resource. He doesn't have the he just says Lava Kafadara. The Lavatu Lava Kafadara. It means he's expressing a Das Mafkir. And once he expresses a Das Mafkir, then in terms of Isser, the Isser doesn't relate it to him anymore. But the Gemiris Das is borrowed from Hefka. Once he's a gavra, that's a mafkir, has that das, he has that attitude, so then the Torah is not machshir at kilu ubishusa. But the question is, what was the other question? Yeah, chametz yidua. See, in terms of Isser, there's a difference between chametz yidua and chametz sheni yidua. If you're dealing with Choshen Mishpat, there's no difference. It doesn't exist. But in terms of Isser, you might say that since he knows he has it, and he doesn't get rid of it, so his Das Mafkir is not enough. See, it fits into the theory of Isser. In Isser, it makes sense. You could say that since it's Chometz Yidua, and he hangs on to it, it's tied to the Sasri, to his Das, that he doesn't want it. But if it's Ein Yidua, so then there's no tied to the Sasri, to his Gemiris Das. But the fact that it's extant, it exists, in his Rishus, you might think is a tied to the Sasri, to the Gemiris Das, and it'll be Mavan with the Gemiris Das. To Mashmalan, no. But that proves further that the underlying formulation of the Ran is in terms of Isser, which is the theory that we're saying. That's in terms of Isser, but it's a Choshen Mishpat mechanism which puts the Gavra in a certain attitude. And once he's in that attitude, now the Dine Isser aren't Machshavit Ki Ilui
B'Shusha. So what's the
Chumash
B'Lai? What? What is that? It's a good Halmiya.
What's the avenue?
That it's so sir, that it's Tartasasri to his
the Das Hefker.
Oh, you mean you like that out, Mina?
Yeah.
That's very good for me. That's very good. But the halacha is, nevertheless, that since he's in a state of a das mafkir, and it really isn't in his rishus, and he's in a state of a das mafkir, the Torah doesn't put it in his rishus. It's not impossible. But there's a difference. He has to mention the chametz yidua, it even works by chametz yidua. Right, it's simply that dot.
It's not really like it's, even though you would say that there should be like a hierarchy of like relating to these different entities, if it's Yidua or not, it doesn't matter. It's simply the Asana. It's a universe. It's a like a homogeneous system.
Right, right. In other words, he has a dos. He has the attitude of a dos mafkir. And once he has that attitude, so it's really not in his rishus to begin with. But the Torah in Dine Isser considers it as if it is in his rishus. But it can't do that if he has an attitude of a das mafkir. So he has the Gemira's das, which is the attitude of a das mafkir. And that's why it's a special mitzvah. Because according to Taisis, it's just hefker. It's not a mitzvah. That was one of the kashrus yesterday on the Ron. And if it's hefker, so what kind of mitzvah? Mitzvah to be mafkir? What kind of mitzvah is that? It would be like saying the mitzvah is to sell it to a guy. Selling it to a guy wouldn't be a mitzvah. It would just be misal to chometz. A mitzvah has to be a specific performance. So because of the nature of this bilus, the specific performance is to express an unusual thing which you don't have anywhere else, which is a das mafkir, which is based on hefker, but it gives the person an attitude that's borrowed from Dina Mominus. And once he has that attitude that's borrowed from Dina Mominus, then the Torah doesn't throw it on him, doesn't place it in his rishus in terms of ism.
Ready?
Yep.
Why is it that once he has that attitude that the Torah can't be associated with Ki'ilu Hibershusa? Is that just like a Xeris HaKosev, it doesn't work anymore? Or is there like something about the system of,
that's going too far already. In other words, you can't do Torah can't do it if his attitude is that in Dine Mominus that he's mafkir. That's going too far. Then for such a gavra, Torah doesn't do it. It would be like against his will.
Does that mean to say in the Torah is Tofes' relationship to the Chametz, and that's what makes it Ki'ilu Hibershusa?
I don't know. It's hard to express it further. I don't know. Okay. I mean, but you can hear the Svara.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Is this idea of a bilus of Isser something that just comes from the Gezeiras HaKosev, or is there an idea that, like a concept of a bilus of Isser? Like, is this just a Gezeiras HaKosev?
Well, we've got to be careful with the language, because Bilus Shel Isser is like by Kedushin.
Oh, all right, so...
That's the real Bilus.
So I mean Ki'ilu Hibershusa in terms of...
This is Bilus in terms of Issevet, in terms of Arachayim, it's Bilus. It's considered as if it's considered in Din as if it's in Isvashus. But that's only... it's not in Choshe Mishpat.
I mean, it's the same
shot
we did.
What is his main accomplishment? His main accomplishment is, where did Bittul come from? What is it? A new phenomenon completely? That he doesn't want to say. So he says it's borrowed from Choshen Mishpat, where Gmiris Das is Hefker, but that's in Dine Mominus. But it's a Dine Mominus. In Dina Mominus, you can derive that there's an attitude. It comes from his underlying Gemira's Das, which is an attitude towards the Bilus of the Chafetz. So it borrows from the central concept of the Hefker, not the specifics required for Hefker. But that's good. That would answer also why Lachas Ma'isur doesn't work. It's very good. It's Kib Mafkir. It's very good. Fits in very nicely. I really didn't see how it fits in so well.
Ready?
Yes.
But the way that he puzzles, won't he still have all of the Ram's questions?
No, Tysus, no. Because Tysus doesn't learn it's a mitzvah.
But still, how can you do a believer?
What?
How can you do a believer?
I don't know if Tysus holds believer is good.
So he just argued all those facts, believer, and that you say Kafed Allah and all those types of things. He does not have...
He requires, apparently, a mirror.
He would require a mirror of Hefka, not an mirror of Kafed Allah?
No. An mirror of Hefka.
So these questions that Ron is saying is based upon...
Well, he says...
It's all based on his father. It's not based on the facts.
What? Oh, what, does he require an Amir of Hefka? I don't know. Maybe Els Bitlow is the Amir of Hefka. But anyways, what's your question?
No, just the ground seems to hold it's open that it's Alibo.
Alibo, right. But Taysa doesn't say that.
You know the Gemara?
Vadlo Belibo Vidayo?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Gemara does say that.
Right by the Shogun's
case. Unless Tysus maintains that even Belibo is enough. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't. Even Belibo is Gemara. Even the Gemara's Das is. Even the Gemara's Das alone is enough.
And that would be true in Dinei Mamonos in general?
But he's. Dinei Mamonos in general? I don't know.
Well, it could be that Tosos also holds its Hefka, but he just holds, since the only problem is going to be Issa, so you could do Hefka, just like you have different levels of Hefka, like if Yossi holds it only in terms of releasing your Das Machnes, you could also release in terms of Issa.
I don't know. It's a good question. You asked me a question of how to place Vavlo Belibo. Varnishable wave. I mean, that's really the round's question. I don't know the answer to that question. Where is the Gemara saying Vavlo Belibo is Dio?
By
Where?
You know, Rebbe, this is the same shot we gave years ago.
Zion and Aleph.
In the run?
Yep.
You did this run?
Yep, years ago. Same thing.
Same shot?
Yep.
Isabel.
Yeah, I went over it like last week.
Oh, wow.
Same thing.
I didn't realize you did it.
A long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's a tape.
Yeah, where's the Gemara saying Vala Believer the Diode? It says.
Not Zion.
Where?
Zion. I'm out.
Yeah, the Talmud, Yeshua the Rabbah. Where does it say Belibo? Oh, yeah, Yeshua Vesem Erish. In this case, Yeshua Vesem Erish is Vala Belibo. That's the only case it says, right? I don't know. That was a good question. That's a good right to Rashi. That's a good question. I mean, that's the Ron's Kasha. That's a good Kasha. If you say, how can you be in Vala Belibo? What is it, from this Gemara? I don't know the answer to that question. That's a good question. I'll have to look around. There's a good cash on Tysus, because going to Tysus will be Varnishable Ave. It's real Hefker. He holds it, because he asked the question, what about Shlosha? So he says, Midarais, you don't need it. But it can't be Varnishable Ave. Mashmata, Plame Shot on Tysus, you have to have a mirror. Yeah. What does the Gemara Mavala believe? I don't know. It's a good question. Yes.
It's also funny that Tosfos and Mavon the Beis by the Gluski Yafikis and the Daiti Love, so he says
Daiti Lui, you're good.
This is Pirish below Batom Eilof, Mo Pirurin.
Right.
It's funny that he has Batom Eilof. You know, it's working for Hefker. What? Well, how does that work?
No, because it's not Kashif.
Oh, so that's just like an automatic Hefker?
Yeah, that's better than Hefker.
But that's the Suvitan. I mean, that's the whole there.
Simply, it has no Shabbos.
Right, would that explain that Havamina, though? That they said, like, since the guy's guarding his house, so there is an attitude that you might say that since
he's guarding it, that is going to extend to all the contents of his house. So even so even all the crumbs. So you'll still see he has an attitude towards those crumbs. To say maybe the way you're learning it will explain also that Havamina.
Which Havamina?
The Havamina say that since the guy is guarding his house and he has crumbs in his house, so it's...
Oh, you mean the cash from Sufi Tainim?
Yeah, that they... Before they... Yeah. That Sufi Tainim, that they ask...
And what's the Ron's Raya from Sufi Tainim?
No, I'm saying the before Sufi Tainim.
Yeah.
Meaning, so they had they said maybe since he's guarding his house and there's crumbs in the house, so his shmira and it'll be chashivi because he cares about it. So maybe you'll see he has that attitude. The attitude his you'll say that since there is an attitude towards the contents of his house, so it will extend to these crumbs. To which they bring a raya that there are discrete, everything's discrete. You could guard your property and still have a different attitude towards certain contents.
Then you're going to have to say the Ron learns that Birur Lo Chashivi means it's a real type of hefker. That's the only way to learn the Ron. It's not that it's Lo Chashivi and therefore there's no makom for Chalos Bailos. But Lo Chashivi really means that he's mafkarit. That's the way you have to learn. So according to the Ron's riot is that if Bittl was something else, so how could this work? That's the way you have to learn around. Now he learns that the Sufei Tainim is really a hefker. Not that it's Lo Chashivi and therefore there can't be any Chalos Bailos on it. Bailos is Mufka. It's a type of hefker. It's a kind of hefker. If you're going to say Bittl is not Midin Hefker, so it's Midin Isser, it's still his, so how is he Mafkiyat? That's the way he learns. You know what I mean?
Right.
Any other kashas you had in the run? So you have one kash on the Thesis, a good kash on the Thesis, Vala Baliba, that's a good kash. I have to look around and see if somebody asked that question. But that's good question. Come on, Dav Zion. I can't answer that. The status is mashma that the only thing you're missing is shlosha. But if it doesn't, if it's belibo, it's more than shlosha. Belibo definitely can't be good. Kosher mishpat. Okay, that's a very good question. All right.
Shema Tomar?
Shema
Tomar,
go ahead.
Shema Tomar, Imke, Imlanu Minatora, Ela Bittl Zeh. Mainly Bedikah.
Mendy?
Yeah.
Did we ask all these questions last time?
I don't know. I'll check. I think I have notes on it. I'll check.
I can't believe we did this run inside.
Oh, yeah. It was a famous. You called it at that point, Yoredea, Bailos, Esavaheta, but Yoredea, Esavaheta.
On the drone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Shema Toma.
Shema Toma, I came in Lana Minatora, El Bittl Zeh. The Inga Bidika of your Tomates, Ekra Minatora, Klau. Iekra Lach Lomartin. The Havoi Bigamara, Bidika of the Oranir, Minola. Mokhinan La Mikroi. Bichi came with us, Machtaba Almanin, who later. The help of Nina Tnaibit, the Ikudu, Chametz Zeb, Bame Mavara. The Ikamanda Omar, the Angry Chametz Elisreva. Rabbi Yehuda, the Spirul Lehaki. danu minosa dim ata omer she'im lanu min haTorah ela bittul mahu bir zesh nechukol alav muchach behedya b'gemara de b'shal Torah nechukuki d'amar Rabbi Akiva matzinu lahavara shehi av mulacha v'haTorah amra tashpisus or mirateichem.
So he says that what? That it really, that how could you have Minatora Bidika? Bidika and Bior. And if you're going to say that there's no such thing, so how do you have Machlaikis, Ain't Bior Chometzel Sreifa? So he has a big problem. He has a big problem because now, I mean, it comes out that it's a funny mitzvah. The mitzvah he just set up was bittul, so that's a source of mitzvah. But now to say bedika and bior, that's a completely different process. So, I mean, it's a completely different process. So how do you unify those two things under one mitzvah? Seems to be two different processes. According to him, he established a new process of a das mafkir. Okay, you have to create a das mafkir. But over here, this is a completely different thing altogether. That's why. That's basically what his question is. So Shem Atomim came in with Matarah with Bittul Zeh. That's what would naturally flow. Vein lebdiko biyachametz biyachametz ikemar Matarah klal. So that's what he should say. And he says Yev Shalom Akayin. But the kasha is still a kasha. What's the unification of those two things? Elakachu ikrin shel dvarim. Now he's going to try to unify. Go ahead.
Sarach min haTorah sheyivdok achrav b'chol makom shehu ragel lihimatzei sham v'yivarenu min haolam u'bibir zeh hu shenechlepu b'mei yivarenu u'fifach kol she'enu mevatel chayev livdok k'dei shlo yavor lo b'vayrav u'bayimatzei u'fifach kasav rashi zal shebotkin es hachametz k'dei shlo yavor lo b'vayrav u'bayimatzei. Bahenu lemisha ena mevatel, aval lemisha mevatel sagi b'hafi. Ela b'nifnei shebittel zeh toli b'machshavasim shabnei adam, ve'ein da'osehen shavos, ve'efshar sheyiklu b'kach, lo yotzi uhu miliban legamri, ro'u chachamim lahachmir, shelo yaspik bittel, v'hitrifuhu b'dika ubir, shehu mas b'kamkin min haTorah. Of Mipnei Shechashashu Shein Yishkenu B'Sof Peso Yavol La'Achla.
Okay, but you see, so he has a big problem, though, because if you're going to say, you see, his question is that B'diko Bir is a mitzvah. If you just say B'diko Bir is removing of the Yisr, so then he has no problem at all. The mitzvah, so say, is Tashbisu, but if you do B'diko Bir, you won't be over and you're on Bali Matzah. But he's learning that Bedika and Bior is really a mitzvah. Because you see, it's a machlekes, and hey, you should be mevar. You should be mevar al yidei eish, or you should be avar, or mefar al yamazal l'ruach, like the Chacham say. So it's a process of mitzvah. Now, what's in common between these two things is hard to figure out. I mean, that's what he has to unify. Does he unify further, or he tells you why the chum? All right, go a little further.
Umashma, the Tanah of Masnisin, lo boy bittul klal. Ela Bedika. Vahaki Sagiwai. The Pishim Kivan Shabodak Yotze Yakovasa. The Im Shema Yimsa Akakak Busko Yukukya Yvaran Ala Alter. Shema Tomar.
Right now I'm getting into trouble from Spire. Shema Tamal Mafrey over Lessa, Shere Som Chatur Al Chazarpus. This is a new area. Hold on to that. But he's not going to explain why. So what is the common denominator? I mean, why isn't it that Bedika simply was Motzi Mershusa? If you're going to say that, so then it wouldn't make any difference if you do Avar or you do Mefar Liyam Zala Ruach. So apparently Bedika and Biur is really a Tzura Sam Mitzvah. So what's in common between the two, Bittl and Bedika and Biur, that it comes under one mitzvah? Because he wants to say it's Ashtagi Be'echad Mishnei Ofanim. Be'echad is kind of Be'echad, Be'echad mi Beis Var. Funny kind of a mitzvah. Mendy, did we answer this one last time?
I don't remember. I'll have to look at my notes.
Okay.
Also, Levi?
Yes?
Why is he talking in terms of Bali and Bali Matzah?
What?
Like, he started the paragraph starting with Tashbisu, and then he started talking about Bali and Bali Matzah.
The Bali and Bali Matzah is not a mitzvah, it's just not over.
Wait, so why does he mention that?
Why does he mention that? Where does he mention it?
The third line is
it? Oh, because his question is that why do you have to have Bedik if you do Biddle?
It says Koshe Inu Mavat El Chaya
Bivdok. Where does it say that?
In the middle of the third line.
Middle of the third line? So he's saying that that method of that.
Should
you
say
clearly kind of Kashrusa? One second. You mean if you call Shaina Mavatl, I have lived on.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is for the avoidance of the issa. A mitzvah. Vishvallah, Allah, Vali, Rabbi, and Matzah.
Right.
See what he says later in. See, he goes into another point, and now he goes that we stop. But let's just go back a little bit. Further, what does he say? He says, "Shema Tomar LaMafreya Avar Aleha Lesa Shere Som Chatar LaChazakos V'Chol SheBarakos LaMakom SheRaguli Matzven Chametz Yotze DeChavaso V'Ein Lo Lachash V'Kiko B'Shmei Kara." What does he mean by that? I mean, it's on the Rachmana Patre. See, you can't say that because what does mean yisomech on chazakas? I mean, if you see, I think what he's saying is the reason why he says kadesh to lavel of by Rabbi Matzah is because what he's saying is he's introducing what he's going to say later, that as long as you're makayim the mitzvah, you can't be over by Rabbi Matzah. As long as you have a kiyam mitzvah of bedika. So then you can't be over by Rabbi Matzah. That's why he says that that's why he says that Shema Tomar, that if he finds that he's Olam Afreya, you can't say that. If the mitzvah was to remove all the chametz from your rishus, so then you didn't do it. So you are over. But he say, but if the mitzvah is bedika, so then you could say you rely on chazakos, because chazakos help you define the maisa mitzvah. Once you did the maisa mitzvah bedika, so then you're mufka from being over the yisr of Bali Ra Bali Matzah. In other words, the maisa mitzvah bedika is mafkia the yisr of Bali Ra and Bali Matzah. That's what he's saying. Not that the mice of Bedika. See, that's why he's saying that at that point is significant, because he's telling you that it's a mice on mitzvah. Not simply that you do Bedika and there is no chometz there, and therefore you're not over. Physical act of getting rid of the chometz. It's you have to do a mitzvah's Bedika, because once you do a mitzvah's Bedika, then you're not going to be over anymore by your Rabbi Yamatzai. So mitzvahs bedikah is mafkiya bal yiram bal yimatzai. And even if, and that's why he goes on, it's all one thing. He means it's a maisa mitzvah. It's a maisa mitzvah that's mafkiya bal yiram bal yimatzai. By tashbisu, by bitl, you don't have to say that. Because by bitl it's not possible that he should be of bal yiram bal yimatzai. But by bedikah, let's say he misses something, so he's saying no. That if you did the kiyam mitzvah, so the kiyam mitzvah of bedikah, You aren't over anymore in Bali Rab Bali Matzah. Because you did the Tzuras HaMitzvah. That Tzuras HaMitzvah is Mafkir the Yisra. So if you find Chometz later, it's not L'mafreya. That's why he says that. That's exactly why he says that at that point. Because what he's trying to tell you is, he's trying to tell you something, it sounds a little bit like the opposite, but he's trying to tell you that once you do the Maisa HaMitzvah of Bedika, he's not saying that you do the Maisa HaMitzvah of Bedika in order there shouldn't be any Chometz in your Rishus. Because that's not true. You see, he says later that you're not over my friends, the Chometz Nirishus. He's saying, he means to say, you do the Maisa Bedika in order to Mafkiya the Yisra, because the Mitzvah's Bedika is Mafkiya the Yisra. That's what he means. So
would
it's
that a point of
unification? What?
Would that be a point of unification?
Can't hear you.
Would that be, just we were asking originally about unification, would that be a point in terms of unifying? The idea of Hashbasa?
Would that be what? Would that be a point in terms of what?
Unifying the idea of Hashbasa, meaning...
Would that unify the idea of Hashbasa? How would it unify it?
Because now we're saying that the Bedika, what is Bedika? Bedika is defining your Rishus as not being, not having comments. It's Chazakas. So the idea is removing yourself from being a Baal of comments. So you could do that either in your das, or you could do that through a maisa, which is defined as removing the chametz. But either way, you're removing yourself as a baal of chametz.
Yes.
Which is baal rabbi matza.
In other words, you don't need this point. You could define it without that. Define it without that point. In other words, what you're saying is that what is the unification? Go ahead. How do you have it?
Just this idea of removal from, it's an idea of removing yourself from chametz. People saying it's bilus of Isser Hetav. So you could do that in your das, that it's not bilus, or you could do it through qualifying your rishus as not being a place of chametz. You don't have a relationship to chametz altogether.
I would say, so what is the mitzvah? What is the unification? What is the mitzvah? Go ahead.
To remove chametz from yourself.
To remove chametz from yourself. Remove chometz from yourself. See, I would say a little different. I would say it's to be the whole, in these two institutions are to render you a gavra that's ena rotsa bekiyum chometz.
Right, that's why it's bedika and bir. It's a whole process of the person doing that.
That's exactly right. It's a process of the person doing it.
You can't just do be mavire, or just do, meaning, yeah, you know.
Right. There has to be a gavra that's removed from chametz.
Right.
That is an eda rotsa dekiyuma. So you could do that either with an attitude of hefker and bittul, or you could do it through a maisa biyadayim of bedika and biur. And a chomol, that's a chomol's only shreifa. Well, only in Sreifa you need that demonstration of the fact that he really doesn't want the chometz.
Right.
And Yaakov's basically saying, I'm just defining the Luma.
But Rabbi?
Yes.
That would also bring out in terms of a Hava Mina saying it's only Bittel. Because otherwise you should say, B'chol Masai Manet, Bittel's good, definitely Sreifa's good. But since it's an idea of the Gavgas, so Bittel is more intrinsically tied to the Gavgas, so you could say it's only Bittel.
You could say it's only Bittel?
That's why he needs to prove it's Sreifa. That beer is also good.
That beer is also good. It's also a mitzvah. It's also a tursa mitzvah, and it also manifests the same thing. That's right.
Right, but it brings out the havamina better, that it would only be bitter.
No, the havamina you don't need to bring. The havamina is very good, because he's coming up with a whole new definition. And the havamina is very simple. The havamina is the yavtash bisu, which is bitul. That is the mitzvah. Now, where does bidika come in? Then he has to explain bidika and unify it.
I mean, what do you say implicitly in showing that you also have a kiyum betel? Wouldn't it be b'chol masai manah if you don't want it? Because if you destroy it, that's the greatest type of betel.
Yeah, but that's not what it is. The surah of mitzvah, tashbisa. That's what we're saying all along. But now he's saying it's halacha and the gavra. And the gavra can demonstrate his relationship, his will with regard to the chometz in two manners, either through tashbisu or through bedika and bir. That's what he's saying. So according to the Ran, that's what the bedika and bir do. They create a gavra that's ain't a rotz of the kiyumah shel chometz. That's the mitzvah.
But how does that help you not violate the law of Lamafreya? So is Bari Rabbi Matzah to be a gaver who's real to the kiyum, or is it...
Because it's not a lochan, if it's a lochan, the chefta, that there can't be any chametz in your issue, so it won't help you. Then it would be Onus Rachmana Patre.
Right.
But he's not saying Onus Rachmana Patre.
Well, why not?
Because he's saying that the whole mitzvah is to be such a gavra. So as long as you did this mice, and now you're that kind of a gavra, so now you're not over.
What's the law?
It's not a law in the Rishus, it's a law in the gavra.
But so Bar Rabbi Matzah is also a law in the gavra?
It's a law in the gavra, by Rabbi Matzah, yeah.
I mean, it's a law to be a gavra is real to the kiyum of chometz.
That's right.
Ready?
Yeah.
According to the Hava Mina, if you did bira, and then you count in that pace, that you would be able to buy Rabbi Matzah.
What is it? Which happened?
Well, if let's say you said you need to do Bittel for the Tashbisu.
Yes.
So if you didn't do Bittel, not only will you be Makai in the mitzvah of Tashbisu, but you could also be over the issue of buy Rabbi Matzah, even if you would burn all your chametz, if you would find one in the middle of Pesach.
That's correct.
Because you wouldn't have the whole idea of Kazakas.
That's right. You have a Bishogeg. There wouldn't be any tzuras on mitzvah of bedika. Saying there's a tzuras on mitzvah of bedika, and that tzuras on mitzvah is mafkia you from Bali Rabbi, from the Yisra Bali Rabbi Matzah. Very good. Very nice. So where does he go on more?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Just, are you saying that Bari Rabbi Matzah is itself a halacha in the Gavra? Or once you don't have the Gavra, so there's no Asana Kasuk either B'Rish Yusuf?
You can say it that way.
So you're not saying one way over the other. You just leave
me alone. I gotta think about it. It's a good question. The mitzvah is to be that kind of a gavra, otherwise it'll be asana kaskil b'shus. I don't know if there's too much difference between the two.
But then you could formulate the law is really have chametz in your rishus. But since it's also about nod, you don't really have any mum in his bilus. And if once you're a gavra, the Torah didn't put into your rishus. Like the law is really just having comments in your shas. As opposed to like forming the lava is like the opposite of the acid.
I think it's right.
I mean, if you're a gabra that's in a rotsu b'kiyumo, then the Torah doesn't put it in your reshus. So that's correct. That's correct. But the halacha is in the state of the gabra. The mitzvah is to be that gabra. That's the maisha mitzvah. And as a result of that, the Torah doesn't put it in your reshus. That's correct. That's the full picture. Okay, so what's next?
Okay, I just wanted to mention that I want me to put that down later. The Ron Shita and Hefka. And I'm not going into it now, but that it's a das mafkir. Once you have a das mafkir on the chametz, kodem zmani siro, so the Torah doesn't consider it as if it's here in your rishus, as if it's a brishuso. So I have a raya for that from the Gemara, because in other words, you didn't want to say that there's a new kind of bittul for chametz, like Rashi says. But a raya for the run is because the Gemara Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, O Yosheb Bevesa Medrash Viniska Sheish Chomis Besach Beso Mevat Lo Belibo Echad Shabbos Echad Yom Tov Bishlam Shabbos Bishkach Lo Gon Shechol Lo Bo. Okay, at any rate, so the Gemara says even Lachas Mani Surah will work. So the Gemara says, "B'talmud Yosef lifnei Rabbo Askinah v'niska sheyesh isum megulgelus pesoch beso u'misiyorei shem atachmitz kodem mavatalei mikamei the tachmitz." So if you're going to say like the other Rishonim that there's a specific method of being mavatal chametz for chametz, how does it work on flour and water? But according to the Ran, it's very good, because according to the Ran, it's the das mafkir, and because you have the das mafkir on the flour on the water, so then the Torah can never be placed into your reshus. So the Ran, according to the Ran, that Gemara is good. According to the other Ran, you have to think about it. It's a good question. Okay, but the point I wanted to get to was the point in the Ran where the Ran says a strange halacha. He says that if a person is bodek chametz, they do tashbisu either through das mafkir or else through bedika. If you do a thorough bedika, so even if you find chametz later, so you're not over. Why? Because we rely on chazakos. So the Harei Kedem brings down one of the Achronim asks the question, says, but chazakos don't work that way. Because chazakos, when we find out from Afreya that they're no good, so we don't go by the chazak anymore, we go by the reality. Okay? And go by the reality, that's the way it always works. Like, mikvah shenindav and imtsachasar. So kol atara shenasal agabla mafreya is no good. I had a chazak at the time. Now the answer is when you have the reality against the chazak, you always go by the reality, not by the chazak. So how could the Ran say over here that you go by the chazaka and not by the reality, when the reality clearly contradicts the chazaka? The chazaka is that the bias is baruch, and the reality tells you it's not, because you found a piece of chametz. So therefore it should be that you were over the mafreya. Okay, whatever. That's a different parasha. But the Ran holds that there's no ma'aseh avera at all. That's the question on the Ran. So it's an interesting thing. There's a machlokas rishonim with regard to machlokas, the well-known machlokas between the Ramban and the Balamor, as to when chametz becomes. I'm sorry. As to when matzah becomes usher. Erev HaPesach. Okay. So the Balamor says, it's on the Tesvavim based on the Rif. Balamor says, and And the Hare Kedem quotes him in Simen Mem Gimel. But the Balamor says that it begins from Sheisho Sulamaila. Why? Because Mishesho Sulamaila, that's his Manis Ochametz. Oh, okay. Right. So he says, even though the Yerushalmi says Ochel Matzah Berf Pesach Tebol Arisoso Beveis Chamov Hanemili Mishesho Sulamaila Avalad Sheisho Es Mutter the Dekanami Demidami Lo Larusa. So what does the Dekanami Demidami Lo Larusa mean? It means that an arusa is miyucheres lo. Why? Because she's also on the whole world. So over here too, the matzah is miyucheres lo because he's also on chametz. So that's what he means. So he means that that by matzah there's a concept of the matzah being miyucheres lo. So how does the matzah become miyucheres? By the isa chametz. So therefore, the Yisr Chometz is Mishesho Solomailo. So that's when the Yisr Matzah is. Same time. Because it's Bolar Sosu Veschamov. So when does it become an Arusa? When does it become Yucheres? Becomes Yucheres from the time that everything else becomes Asa to him. Okay? Yeah, but the Ramban argues. Ramban says that it really starts in the morning. It really starts in the morning. So, yeah. The Ramban argues. He says, why? He says, the Sagilei the mitzvahs biur chametz, lamechal isa chametz. What's Lashon Ramban? Lashon Ramban, Vata lomi menesha kol ayom osalach al matzah. Vatam lazer, shekivan shebiur chametz balaylo. Since Bir Chametz starts Balayla, Nasis Lo Matzah Ka Arusa Beveis Chamov. So since Bir Chametz is Balayla, so he says from the time of Bir, that's when you don't need the Isser Chametz, you need the Shem Chametz. So that's the plain way to learn. You need the Shem Chametz, and Shem Chametz is Maschel Balayla, is Mana Bir. There's only one problem, and he tries to deal with it. The problem is, if that's the case, so then the matzah should be also balayla. Okay? And it's not clear, the answer is not clear. I mean, I can't make out a clear answer here. So, what?
Balayla.
Balayla. Right. Not as balayla. So, and maybe somebody else could figure it out, but I couldn't make a clear idea out of what's the way it's written over here. But anyways, we're giving it some thought, and we wanted to explain the Ramban. The Ramban and the Balamor, basically. Now, what's the Machlekes, the Ramban and the Balamor? According to the Balamor, it's from Chatzos. It's from the time that the matzah becomes miyucheres lo. According to the Ramban, it's from the time of Bior. From the time of Bior. But what we wanted to do was to answer this based upon a concept that we developed before Yontif. Namely, that these mitzvahs are different. The mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, and Mara. Why are they different? They're different because the Tama mitzvah is blatant. And you enunciate the Tama mitzvah. It's not like Tama mitzvah in Kol HaTorah Kula where you could say a Tam. The Rambam says you should always try to say a Tam. But here, this is the Tam. So matzah, the Tam of matzah is Gula. Al Shem Sheni Gula. Pesach is Atzala, matzah is Gula. So we said that that's why that's why Kol Shalom HaShlosh Shudvam Elo Pesach Ula Yotzo Yirech Avaso, because the thing is that one of the essential components of the Seder is that the mitzvah should be done for the real reason, for the true reason, not as a primitive instinctual act of eating, which the person feels will somehow guarantee them some type of a good. But the mitzvah is only to remind you of the idea. So that's why these mitzvos have taimen that are open. And the Torah didn't leave it to try to find the Tam. The Torah said, this is the Tam. So since the Tam is Kavua in the Matzah, that the Tam is, the Matzah is Geula, so that means that the is it going?
Yeah.
Okay. So that means that Geula really is part of Achilas Matzah. Geula is part of Achilas Matzah. So I wanted to say is like this. I wanted to develop the idea a little bit and say that what does that do? That really, that what that does is makes them, you see, why does it say Karu Kabbalah Resusim Beis Chamav? Why does Yishalmi make such a big deal out of this mitzvah, especially? What's so special over here? So I want to say over here is a kiyum in the gavra of Achilas Matzah. Is a keem in the gavra. Achilas matzah is a keem in the gavra. Why? Because matzah is the vehicle through which he relates to God as the goel Yisrael. So in achilas matzah, there's a keem in the gavra of kreivus lakodesh baruch hu. It's not like an ordinary mitzvah. It's really a maisa ha-mitzvah which brings the gavra to the realization of the goel Yisrael. So it's a keem in the gavra. So since it's a keem in the gavra, since it's a kiyum in the gavra, so that's why the whole, as a matter of fact, there's a name of the gra, sheva brachas, they made on a whole thing. It's a whole special thing. What's the whole special thing? The whole special thing is about because the tama mitzvah is gula. So it's tied to gula. So therefore it's kabbalah resusim beis chamav. It means that he could do it. It's a relationship to the gavra. So it means he really could do it bismano and have the full relationship and the full mitzvah. But he does it before, he can't wait, so he does it out of taiva, and therefore he loses the whole benefit of the relationship between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the mitzvah's matzah. The kiyum and the gavra of matzah is lost. And matzah is different. Matzah has a kiyum and the gavra. It's similar to what the Rav one time said about tzitzis. That tzitzis is a mitzvah midaraisa, that you can't have a arba kamfis without tzitzis. But why do we wear arba kamfis, even though we're putter? So the answer is because tzitzis is a rishonos haschatam kol mitzvos ad Hashem. So mishesh lo tzitzis bevigdar, Gemara says. So it's a kiyum in the gavra. It's a kiyum in the gavra tzitzis. So similarly, we wanted to say over here that matzah, because it's tied to geula, so it's a kiyum in the gavra. Okay? So that's why the Balamor says that from what time is it usher? It's usher from the time that the matzah becomes miyuchad lo. The concept of the matzah miyuchad lo is only possible if it's halach and the gavra. If there's no gavra there, there's nothing. What's the miyuchah? Okay, so the concept of miyuchah is only possible because of the kiyum and the gavra. So the Balamor says that starts from the time when the inyan of miyuchah takes place, which is sheishos ulamaylo. But according to the Ramban, no. According to the Ramban, it starts as soon as the gavra starts preparing. As soon as he's involved in bir chametz, the gavra is preparing. So at that moment, as soon as the gavra is involved, then the relationship between him and the matzah begins. The kiyum and the gavra of matzah begins the moment he starts removing the chametz, because it's not totally in the actual yichud of the matzah to the gavra according to Ramban. But it's totally in the gavra. It's all totally in the gavra. So once the gavra starts removing the chametz, so from that moment on, he's involved, he's related to the mitzvah matzah. That's the Ramban's argument. The Ramban's argument is a very good argument. Now the only question is, of course, why is it not balayla? That I think is a simple answer. Because balayla, the only issur is to be gila balar sosveis chamav. Means say act out of taiva, and by acting out of taiva, you're undoing the real kiyum and the gavra, which naturally would emerge. But according to the Ramban, Balayla, if you were Ocha Balayla, wouldn't affect the Bayom. So simply, that's why it begins Bayom. I think that's the simple, I know it's a blame shot, but I think that that's the shot. But the, in other words, the relationship to the Gavra begins Balayla. But the relationship doesn't answer unless the Achila is one that will undo the Kiyum Gavra and Matzah because he's used to it already, he ate it already before. So that's only, that's Kol Hayom. That's why we call it the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi's Lashon is Kol Hayom. Even the Baal Amor was disturbed a little bit with the Lashon Yishalmi, but he says, no, the Yishalmi is Lav Dafka Minshen Shor Solmaiwa. But the Ramban learns it's really, the it's literally. Yes?
Well, what can you say simply that?
This Ramban, the Baal Amor is, they both hold the Tzakim and the Gavra. But the Baal Amor holds the Kiyum and the Gavra takes place the moment the Yichud takes place. Like Arusa. And the moment, what did I say? The moment the Yitzchomis takes place, which is from Chatzos. So then she becomes Miyucheres. So the Matzah becomes Miyucheres law. But according to the Ramban, since it's a relationship with the Gavra, the moment the Gavra is involved in creating the relationship, it begins from that moment on. That's why you don't have to distort the Yishalmi and say the Yishalmi means, Yishalmi says Kol Hayom, and it means from Sheshar Salamayla, Ramban says. Because since it's a halacha in the Gavra, so the halacha begins the moment the Gavra is involved in setting up this whole relationship between himself and the matzah. Okay?
Yeah.
In the Chametz Matzah, Perakei Halacha Chaf, where he mentions, V'chei mutalolosh isa b'mayim v'shemen d'vash v'cholav olakatef manu b'yom arishon osa lolosh olakatef ele b'mayim b'vad. Lo mishum chometz ela kedei sheyiyeh lechemoni. Ubayom arishon bovad hu shesarach liyo zichron lechemoni. Always grapple with that Rambam. And we said pshatim in the Rambam. I check what we said. But we couldn't go further. There was still always was something that we couldn't really finalize. But I think with this concept you can. With the concept that matzah is a kiyum in the gavra, so then you can understand how eating matzah shira is usher. Where is usher? Because since it's a kiyum in the gavra, so therefore the gavra can't be an ochel of matzah shira at the same time, since he's relating to geula exclusively. So that's the source of the Rambam, where the Rambam is. It's, the Rambam is a Rambam t'mura that you can't eat. What does it got to do with the mitzvah sechilas matzah? But the Rav mentioned the name of Rav Chaim that they wouldn't have kned lachon the first two nights. So, because Ram Pashtus is mashma, that's also for the gavra to the person to eat it. But if you learn that matzah is a kiyum in the gavra, then it makes that transition possible from the cheftza shel matzah to the maisa achila of the gavra of achilas matzah shira. Fits in very nicely. Fits in very nicely.
How does it make it the whole day then?
What?
How does it make it the whole day?
I mean, whether it means only Balayla, it means the whole day?
Why should it be the whole day?
The Grizner of Chaim meant only at night time. The Ram didn't mean, Ram meant Bayom Arishon, meant Balayla. But whatever reason you extend it, I mean, it's only possible to extend it if there's a kiyum in the gavra. If there's no kiyum in the gavra, you can't extend it. You can't extend it beyond it. However you'll extend it, you extend it for a day, extend it for nighttime. But the extension is only possible if there's a concept of a kiyum in the gavra. How it works is a different question. But you can't extend it if there's no kiyum in the gavra, if there's no relationship. You mind reading that once more? The Rach on Daf Lamed Vav?
Rabbeinu Chanan al Lamed Vav Amid Aleph.
Yeah, what does it say?
Down in the white line.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hada Asar Matzah Shira B'yam Tov Rishon Bilvad Bizman She'onin Acharav Dvarim Behein Hagada Sha'amar Matazu Shino Oklam Al Shoma Usar Fusosman Lechol Maxashira the Beinan Oni.
That's very good. Because it's tied to the Tama, it's tied to the Tama Mitzvah.
Yep.
He's almost saying it. Well, that's pretty good. Now let's go back to the Ran. The Ran holds that if you were Bode Kedin, based upon Chazokos, that you're Yotze. And even though you find Chametz, then it doesn't matter, because you go based on Chazokos. However, if you're Masha, after you find the Chametz, then the halacha is that if you're Masha, that you'll be over. Okay? So the question was, how does this take place? These two halachas. Okay. So the first question was, why don't we say chazakas are reality and they undermine, I mean, the reality that undermines chazaka. So there the answer is like this. That just like the kiyum, matzah is a kiyum and the gavra, the is of bal yeroah is measured in terms of the gavra. It's halacha and the gavra. That the gavra must display that he has a bayis shem b'chametz. So the bayis shem b'chametz is measured by the gavra, not measured by the chefta shel bayis. So if it's a mokom sheim achnisim bo chametz in terms of the gavra, and which means in terms of the kiyum mitzvah, so then he can't be over. So then he can't be over. Okay. However, if he finds it and is nichale, so then you can't say in terms of the gavra that it's a makom shemach nisim bochametz. So he'll be over if he's masha. That explains it. Okay, I mean, we were playing around with definitions before, but I think this really is a clear definition. That since it's in terms of the gavra, so in terms of the gavra, the mitzvah is to create a bayis baduk. So the gavra, according to halacha, created a bayis baduk. So a bayis baduk means there is no chametz there. I b'metzius in terms of the chefta, there's chametz there. Yeah, but you measure it in terms of the gavra. In terms of the gavra halachically has established that it's a bayis shem bo chametz. So therefore, he can't be over. However, if he finds it and he's masha, then he will be over. Because the moment he finds it and he's masha, now the gavra is not, now the gavra, he can't say that vis-a-vis the gavra, it's a bayis shem bo chametz, he wants it. So he'll be over. Okay. Masha'ina kain by bittul, since the chametz was never placed in his rishus, so it doesn't matter. It's intrinsically, once he was a das mafkir, so the chametz was never placed in his rishus, so he has no bailus on it. So he has no bailus on it. He has no method of being kona the chametz. Lachas mani suro. Okay? So it's a methodology point. It's a famous kasha, the Mechas Chinuch Esther kasha. The Rav brings it in the quotes the Rav in the Harei Kedem. On that first piece, very nice kasha. Kasha is that by chametz, the Yisr is Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotzei. So the Yisr is to have the chametz. And the Rambam says if you have it, you're not, there's no malchus because it's Lav Shem Ba Malchus. However, if you buy it, so then it's Lav Shem Ba Maisa. But however, if you buy it, so it's a Lav Shem Ba Maisa, so therefore you will get malchus. Okay? That's the Rambam in Chametz Amatza. Okay? But there's another Rambam in Perek Zayim Milchus Geneva, Halacha Gimel, where it says, "Kol mi shemasha beveso b'chanuso mido chasera o mishkal choser." If you masha and you bias a bad scale that doesn't work properly, not an honest scale, so then you're over. You're over a lav midaraisa, but you don't get malchus for it because it's ein bo maisa. So the question is, why can't you do the same thing over here? If he bought it, it's boal yidei maisa. It's boil your day maisa. So why shouldn't he be over and why shouldn't he get malchus? Okay? That's the question that the Achronim asked. Okay? And then the and he quotes also the Shai Gesaria with regard to Lo'erofon Reiko. So the Rambam says that Anichnas Lazora, Anichnas Lazora, and he doesn't have anything in his hands, so he's chayev, but he's not chayev Malkus because it's lav shein b'maisa. So the Shai Gesaria asks, but walking in is a maisa. When he walks in, the very walking in is a maisa. Why isn't that considered a maisa? So, yeah. So the answer is because the not having of the carbon in his hands, that's not a maisa. That's a shev al tasa. He says, "Af she'etzem abia isal yidei maisa, even though the bia was for maisa, mekomakam acheshen shel ha'olas ria, ein bo maisa, lehu lolam nasa b'shev al tasa." So you see that even though a maisa was goram the avera, the lav, still we don't say that the lav is a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So I wanted to just sharpen it up a little bit. That where he mentions, because why don't I say that walking into the Azara really is a Maisa? You're not allowed to walk into the Azara that way. So walking is a Maisa, and he's walking in a state of empty-handedness. Right? And you're not allowed to do that. Just like Tomesh and Echnas L'Migdash. So I want to say the thing is like this, that the Reikom is only when you're inside. The Reikom, there's no Reikom outside. See, Reikom is only Chal when he's in the Azara. So the Maisa, there can't be any Issa Maisa for a person to walk in Reikom because he's not Reikom outside. So the walking in isn't a Maisa. So the only Issa, there is no Maisa. So the only Issa is the state of Reikom. But the Issa of walking in isn't Chal because there's no such thing as a state of Reikom when you're outside the Azara. So there's no gavra, like by tummy, he's a gavra's tummy. But over here, there's no gavra of a rekum. Rekum is when he's in the azar and he should be bringing a carbon and he's absent from that state. Okay? So that's why there's no mice over there. Okay? I came through a mice that he walked in here, but a lot of preliminaries have mice in them. And the preliminaries that have mice in them don't make it a lot of sheesh by mice. Okay? So I just wanted to sharpen that up a little bit. Now, the other question, the question that is raised here, the difference between the Mishkolos, and the Midos, the Mishkolos, and between the Chometz, even though they're both the Isseris Shehiyah, the Yisr in both is Shehiya. Why is one considered a Lav Sheyesh B'maisa if he does like that Maisa? Why the one is considered a Lav Sheyesh B'maisa? So, according to the way we said that the Yisr Chometz is an Yisr vis-a-vis the Gavra. So, that's why if he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Kol Chaso in terms of the framework of the Gavra, so he's not over anything. Because it's a mitzvah in the Gavra to be Majbis Lachometz. So the Shehiyah is really an expression of his Hashbas Lachometz. So therefore, if he does it, if Alidei Maisis Kona, since it's Allah in the Gavra, if Alidei Maisis Kona, so then definitely he's over. Because it's halacha in terms of, in the framework of the gavra. So if the gavra embraces the chametz, so when he does a maisa be a dayim, so then you can understand why it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Whereas by the mishkolos, there's no issa to embrace the mishkolos. The issa is to have the mishkolos in your house because of a takala. So since chametz and matzah are halacha vis-a-vis the gavra, so the issa is, of course, this is Bali Rabbali Matzai, but the Issa Bali Rabbali Matzai is really an issa to for the gavra to be to embrace the chametz. So if he doesn't be a dayan, so he's over a lav because he's over, it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. But by the mishkolos, that's not the case, because by the mishkolos, there's no issa to demonstrate or to manifest a certain relationship to the mishkolos. So the buying of the mishkolos is nothing. The only thing is the shehiyas of mishkolos b'vesa. That's where we'll be over. Okay. All right, so that answers the question. But what we wanted to do was, just as a matter of methodology, wanted to say that you could back off and answer the question even without knowing precisely the formula that chametz is a matter of the gavra. And just as a matter of methodology, that you don't have to, it's true, once you see that idea, so it becomes clear. That the nature of the shehiyas chometz is vis-a-vis the gavra, that the gavra shouldn't have a relationship to the chometz. So if he does be a dayan, so then it's definitely he's definitely a slav sheyesh b'maisa. However, you could still answer it from a logical, definitive standpoint without knowing the precise definition of the issa chometz. That's what we mentioned. Okay. So the question is, how could you do it? So the answer is, the way you would do it is just a matter of methodology. The way you would do it would be as follows. You'd question what the nature of Shehiyah is. Is Shehiyah a new property per se? Shehiyah. So then, even if you do it al yedei maisa, it's only a preliminary, and it wouldn't make it a lav sheyesh b'maisa. But if shehiyah is an attribute of the bilus, and that's why it's usher, so then if you were kona b'yadayim, so then you definitely would be a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Do you follow? In other words, you could define it definitively without actually going into the pshat. Once you see the pshat, you see it very clearly. Because see, the pshat is that the issa chometz is an issa of the relationship to the gavra, the shehiyah. Shehiyah is a relationship to the gavra. So, therefore, if he does b'yadayim, so that's, he's establishing the greatest relationship. But even without knowing that, from a logical standpoint, you could just question whether the issa shehiyah is an aspect of the bilus, or whether the issa shehiyah is an issa per se. If it's an issa per se, so then even though you're kona ba'al yedei maisa, the maisa is only a preliminary. But if the shehiyah is really a characteristic of the bilus, and that's why it's usher, so then if the bilus is done b'yadayim, so then it's definitely a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Okay? So which answer is better? The answer is, it's not a matter of which one is better. There's a first and a second. The first one is true, but the second one sheds light on why it's true. Okay, in other words, the first answer that tells you it's a part of the bilus, so then that's true. It is a part of the bilus, but the second, but still why? Once you interpret the issa chometz as an issa gavra, then you understand why it's part of the bilus. So it's a progression. But I think it's a good idea in general not to pass over any steps. That was Euclid's method. While it's true that it can, that by the scales, it can't be available unless you own it, but the isser of having the scales is a separate isser completely. It's a separate isser. I mean, in isser takola, but it's a separate isser. And the ownership is only a vehicle of creating the institution of Shia. But it's in the Shia is not an Issa, has nothing to do with the Bilus as an Issa. Whereas by Chametz, it does have to do with the Bilus. So therefore, you could simply differentiate between those two very, very quickly, very readily. Yeah, that's right. Avi Putney mentioned a very good point. That once there's a relationship of the gavra to the matzah, you understand, I think it's Gainam that held that there's an inyan of baking the matzahs after chatzos. What's the inyan of baking the matzahs after chatzos? Because that's a time where the, uh, the you're baking it in a time where the it comes into existence simultaneously with the yichud, with the yichud of the gavra. So there's a there's an additional feature of the matzah being the yichud to the gavra, because it came into existence as an entity that is miyuchad to the gavra. So so there's a different so the kiyum gula is more complete. It's an added dimension to the kiyum gula, which is takes place on achilas matzah, because achilas matzah is a kiyum gula. That's very good. Let's finish off the run. Umash yetzricho chacham bedika b'chometz yose mi b'shori surim. It's on daf aleph and dape rift daf aleph amar aleph dira maschal uma. It's towards the bottom, about a little less than a quarter down, a little less than a quarter up. So that's why there were matzach to remove it, because Peshema Yovel Ochlo, he says it's different than Shari Surim. Why the chometz lo bedili minei inch lo bedili inchi minei kulu shato? The chomer isure tvei the ispe karis. So he says because chometz people aren't removed from it, it's lo bedili minei inchi, and the is very chomer because it has an isakaris. The Efsher Ode, Shemim Neitam Zeh, Hechmira HaTorah, Bo Lavar Olof Bal Yorah Bal Yimotze. That because it's an Issachomor, and because it's Lobedil Nei Inchi, that the Torah is Machmer to give it an Issacharis. It was Machmer on it. I'm sorry, because of Lobedil Nei Inchi, and because of an Issacharis, so the Torah is Machmer and Bal Yorah Bal Yimotze. Torah's Machmer and Bali Rabbi Matzah. So this round is difficult on two scores. The first thing that's difficult is that why does he have to say, once he says, Lobdil Mine Inchi, that should be enough. Why does he have to make it into an Issacharis? What's the purpose of the Issacharis? That's problem number one. So the Chidush Anshe Shem takes up the problem. He says that there are many Yisurim that Yesh Ben Karas, Kigan Chalev, and Chalev Yesh Ben Dam. So that's why you need the Tam that Chometz Lo Bedil Mine Inchi. Kulishata. Aye, so then why do you need the tam of the Isser of the Issacharis? So he says because of Nazir. Because if that's the case, Nazir should also be also Lahashos Yayin, the Vesa. Because so you see it's only where it's Karis and where it's Lobadilim Neinshi. Because Karis alone won't do it, because Chela, for instance, is no Issa. And Lo Bedil Mine Inchi alone won't do it, because by Nazir Lo Bedil Mine Inchi, but there's no Issa Bal Yorah over there, because of the fact that it's not an Issa Karis. So that's why you need, that's why he says, that's the way he explains the Ron, that you need both time. But it's a little bit, it's a very good logical answer. But it's a little bit chasm and asefer. A little bit chasm and asefer. So I wanted to say a different answer. So there's a Ramban in the beginning of Vayikram, v'nitzlo l'chapralov. So Rashi says, amal maratzlo, imtam al krisis, omises bezden, omises b'deshamayim, omalkis, harei anshan omor. Ha'ina maratze ala'asei, va'alav shenitik la'asei, lashon Rashi. So Rashi says, "V'nitzel l'chaper lo be'ola can only be for asay if you violate asay intentionally, and lav shenita glase, that for that, the ola comes, because everything else, the onshim are already given. So it must be that this comes for these two cases. So the Ramban says, "Vani tema."
Where is this?
This is around the Ramban in the beginning of Vayikra. V'nisal ol chaparlov. Pasuk is a pasuk dalet. Okay. So he says, so the Ramban says, "Vani tema." V'chiheichun onshon amor. Ki akarbonas b'shogegin hemaratzin. V'nuchalomar sheyachaper al chayve misa b'deisha mayim shogegin. Bal chayve malkis shogegin. Bal chayve misas bezm shogegin. Bosan shein chayov nalayim chatos. Kigon mako avimo makalo. Kishem shechatos machaperes b'chayve krisis shogegin. So he says, so what is Rashi talking about? I mean, why can't it be the karbonas come for shogeg? So why can't it be? So how could you say that because of Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim, for instance, so that's why it can't be going on that? No, it's going on the Shogeg of Misa B'dei Shamayim. In other words, or you have Malkus. So you have Malkus for Yitchazer, so why can't you say that the Ola is coming for a Shogeg of Malkus? What is Rashi's problem? Why does Rashi have to say it's coming from an Asay and Lav and Nitikul Asay? Just by Krisis. Just like by Chayef Karas, it comes on Shogeg. So over here too, why doesn't it come? Why can't you say it's coming by Shogeg? By Malkus. Malkus, where he's over Chazar, but Shogeg, for instance. I missed the whole thing.
I'm not sure
what I'm
doing.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, so we're doing the Ramban and the recorder was off. Doing the Ramban v'nitzel ol chaparlov. So Ramban is a kasha on Rashi, even if Rashi says it must, the carbon ola must be going for an assay or a lava lav shenitik lase, because there's no onus mentioned for that. So the Ramban asks, but the carbonus come for shogeg. So why can't it be going on a case of shogeg where, for instance, Malkus, Chayve Malkus? So why can't it be going on in case of Shogeg and Chayve Malkus? So, Amisa B'dei Shemayim, where he did it for Shogeg, just like the Karbonis, the Kama Chayve Krisis Kama Shogeg. What does it have to do with the fact that the Onish is mentioned? So he says, V'ulei Bavur Shapir Shakosav B'chayve Mises Beznu B'chayve Krisis Onshon B'mezidu B'shogeg. It explained their Onish B'mezid and B'shogeg. Upirish b'chayve misa b'dei shemayim onshon b'mezid l'misa u'b'chayve lavin l'malkis v'lo pirish b'hem shum onesh b'shogeg nirol hem l'chachomim shekol onesh shebohen parto akosav parto kol onesh b'hem parto akosav, that every onesh that Torah already expressed kilama yifarish onshon shalelu b'mezid u'b'shogeg v'yifarish onesh acherim b'mezid lo yifarish u'b'shogeg. How come there's certain averis like chayve krisis that tells you the onish b'mezid and the onish b'shogeg? V'yama she'ei mechuyiv lovi ben ola. And it should have said but that you mechuyiv is being an ola if you have a malkus b'shogeg. V'lachain ro she'ein b'chayve misa b'dei shamayim u'b'chayve malkus elo onshan ha'mefurosh b'hen b'mezid. Therefore, the Ramban says an amazing thing. He says that by Chayva Misa B'dei Shemayim or by Chayva Malkus, the only onus you have is B'mezit. Aval B'shogeg Ein Aleim Shum Nesiyah Schet V'ein Srichin Ritzui Klal. There's no Nesiyah Schet at all if you do B'shogeg. If a person eats Chaz B'shogeg, he has nothing to be concerned about. Ein Aleim Shum Nesiyah Schet V'ein Srichin Ritzui Klal. Nothing. It's mashma that he's not chayev and tshuva. This is mashma. And the ain't shechem ritzi klal. It means he's a rotzi. He's a rotzi l'Hashem. It's an amazing Ramban. It's an amazing Ramban. The zeo shoma kvar onshan omor. Shekola ona shirotzi l'hatil aleihem kvar omra akosov. Aval ala sei v'al lo sasei hanitik lasei hamezidin. It's impossible to say a mezid doesn't have an onesh. So he says, Yeratza ba'ola hazu, v'mivyena b'nidvas nafsho. That's Ramban. Beautiful Ramban. But there's another Ramban that you might think on the surface contradicts it, but it doesn't. This is just an interesting Ramban on Nefesh Kisech Chatabesh Goga, on Dalet, Pasuk Beis. So he says, Enoch showed me this Ramban. It sounds like, on the surface, it sounds like it's a contradiction. He says, Ramban says, Mipnei shekolo avonos yolidu ginai benefesh. He says, Tama kabonos ala nefesh ha-shogeges. What's the reason for the kabonos on nefesh ha-shogeges? Mipnei shekolo avonos yolidu ginai benefesh. V'heim mumbo. V'lo tizke lahakbil p'nei yotzra. Rak biyosa tahora mikol chet. V'lule ze hoyu tipshei ha-olam zochem lavo lefonov. V'lochein ha-nefesh ha-shogeges. Takrif korban, shetizkel lekorvo el ha'lakim, that through this it zocha to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Nesana, that gave the nefesh. Ubavur ze hiskir kan nefesh. And that's why it mentions nefesh.
So,
no, of course, he says tipshim can't come before the burial. Because the reason why they can't is because the averis are molid in them, are molid genai benefesh.
What does that mean? Can I have
nefesh? A defect in the nefesh.
But it was
Shelgi. No, I'm saying, but that's why it's from carbon. I mean, that's why you have from carbon, because even because the Ramban, what? Yep. This Ramban is Dalet Beis. Tisechet Avishgaga. Right. So he wants to say that even though it's Bishgaga, in other words, but the Avonis themselves. The Maisa Havera itself is molded a Gnai and a Nefesh. And that's why it must be Tahor Mikol Chet. So that's why you must be Machaper on a Shogeg. So if that's the case, so what about the Chazer, the Yisra Chazer? Why isn't that a Tatar Sastri to what he said before? That the Yisra Chazer the Avonis should be molded Gnai ben Nefesh? So the answer is, I mean, and this is an important Ramban. You see, you have to be careful when you learn the Lashon of a Rishon, that it shouldn't appeal to your imagination, but to your intellect. That the Ramban doesn't mean that there's something in there like a poison that's molid genai benefesh. What he means is, if the Torah, if the Issa warrants it, if the Issa warrants it, certainly, Surim, even Bishogeg, he's culpable. Because of the fact that the Isser is a bad thing, and it's so Chomor, so he has to be constantly under surveillance. I mean, he has to be constantly
on guard,
in order to avoid it. So therefore, if he did it Bishogeg, so he wasn't on guard, he wasn't careful, and that's why, since he should have been, so that's why it's molad gnai benefesh. It's not a physical thing that it's molad gnai benefesh. It's molad gnai benefesh if the nefesh is not nizhar, where it's supposed to be nizhar. But if by chayva lavin there's no reason, the chayva lavin is the nefesh is not chayv to be a nizhar. So the achila itself is not going to be molar gnai. It's only molar gnai where there is a violation of the gavra of zahirus. It's not a magical thing that it's molar gnai. It's molar gnai because he was supposed to be a zohir, and he wasn't a zohir, so that's when it's molar gnai. But the aver itself, the mice aver itself, somebody forced it down his throat. If it was an onus, it wasn't a shogeg, then there's no more with gnai. Okay.
I don't only buy something that's chomer like taris. I mean, if the Torah asked a chazir, why shouldn't the person do zara in that as well?
Why he shouldn't? Apparently, it's not an avir chamura. It's not an avir chamura. Avir chamura, he's not culpable for shogeg. And he's not coupled. It's only a love. That's the Ramban. So coming back to the Ran, if the Ran holds like the Ramban, so it would make sense why he's maskir chayva krisis. Why is maskir chayva krisis? Because the question was, why doesn't he satisfy himself with lobadili in shemine kulishata? So the answer is, because if he did a peshogeg, so when it was a lav, so then he wouldn't be over anything. But chayva krisis will be over peshogeg. So that's why the Ran says that the two reasons of lobadili and shemine, and also that it's a chayva krisis. Okay, and then the last question we had, Neitam Zech, Mira Torah Bo Lavar Lov Baval Yura Bo Yimatzeh. What right does he have? Why does he now go into Tamei HaMikra? I mean, that seems to be Tamei HaMikra. That's not his area. I think based upon what we're saying, he can answer it. Why? Because we were able to unify all the chametz and matzah and the iser achilas chametz and matzah be'erev Pesach and the biur and the same run. Why is it if he's mekayim the mitzvah kilchosa that he's not over at all? So I said because it's halach and the gavur. So the halacha in the gavra is really halacha in achila. The halacha in the gavra. It's really halacha in achila. When he's kind of mitzvah achila, so that's where the kiyum gavra of gula takes place. So since it's a halacha in the matzah, is halacha in the gavra, and the chometz, the yisr achilas chometz, is simply to be miyache the matzah, and to render it, to set it up as having a relationship to the gavra, like we mentioned before. So the question that bothered the Ran was, what role does Bali Ra Bali Matzah play? What role does Bali Ra Bali Matzah play? It doesn't do anything in terms of the mitzvah and the gavra of matzah. The mitzvah and the gavra of matzah, the Isra Achilas Chometz does something for, but not the halacha, not the Bali Ra Bali Matzah. What does that do? That does nothing. So that was disturbing the Ran. That according to his whole theory, the Yisr Bali Ra Bali Matzah stands out as unexplained. So he says, but that's why you could say that really the Bali Ra Bali Matzah is an extension of the Yisr Achila. Is an extension of the Yisr Achila. If it's an extension of the Yisr Achila, so then it plays a role in being the Yachid, the Matzah Shal Mitzvah, and the Kiyam and the Gavra of the Matzah, Balel HaPesach of Gula, that he brings him close to the goal of Yisrael. That's what I believe. That's why I think the Ran goes off to give a reason. Stam to give time a mitzvah. I mean, that's not the Ran's job over here. And you can give time a mitzvah writing on the Chumash, but over here it's not the right place. But according to the way we interpreted the theory of the Ran, it fits in very well. That is Allah and the Gavra, and the Issa Chometz is Miyache, the Matzah, to the Gavra, and gives him the Kiyum of the Gol Yisrael. So it's a personal relationship. So that's only in Achila. But in Bali Rabbali Matzah, that simply has no role. But if the Bali Rabbali Matzah was there because of to prevent the Achila Chometz, so now it's a component of the Yisra Achila. So now it plays a role in being miyache the matzah. So now everything is unified. Okay? All right, we'll stop here. Yes?
Didn't you want to say for the Rambam with the Mishkalos why Bali Ra Bali Matzah works through Bilus is because of the...
Because before, it's true, before in the Rambam we said that it's a, that the Yisra Bali Ra Bali Matzah is a relationship to the Gavra. That's correct, and that's true. I mean, but what the Ran is trying to do is trying to tighten that up and trying to show you why it plays a role in Yichud of the Matzah, which is the Yichud of the Matzah is really the Kiyum and the Gavra. That's what the Ran is doing. Okay? In other words, you can go further. You can show a closer unification. Right, fellow? In other words, when the Ron explains before why you're not over if you're mevatel, and he says bittul is mehefker nagubah, because of hefker. It's not that the mitzvah is to avoid having the Torah place it into your rishus, and the Torah can't place it into your rishus if you have a das mafkir. The mitzvah is das mafkir. That's the mitzvah. And because of that, the Torah can't place it in your rishus, but the mitzvah is das mafkir. So that's the mitzvah. So that's really hashbasa. Hashbasa is to have a das mafkir, or else to do a maisa, which eliminates chometz from your rishus. And how does it work, though, as a das mafkir? Because then you can't be over the yisra. That's a secondary thing. But the common denominator is that you should be a gavra that's an enerotza b'kiyuma. Either al yidei das mafkir, or else al yidei hasoras chometz mershusa. Okay, that's good. That's good, because that was troubling. What's the unification of those two? Okay, any questions?
All right, so Grizz will point that out to me. The Grizz, I think we did last year. Perek Vav. Halacha Hey. So his question is, the Rambam says Pasolus Nakia Biyosef Muteris. And you don't say that it's not Lechemoni. So he asks a very good question. What do you mean Muteris? Just because it's not Lechemoni, there's no Isser. So he shows the famous Rambam in Perikei, Halacha Chlof, that he says, V'yom HaRishon Asam Lola Shulakate Fela B'mayim Bovad. Lo Mishum Chomei Tzal Kedei Shiyah Lechemoni. V'yom HaRishon Mishtach Liyav Zichman Lechemoni. Okay? So he says that's in Perikei, and that's, so he says, the Din Lechemoni is not just a T'nai and a Chesta Shal Matzah that you're not Yosef. But it's in Perikei where it's the Macholos Asuras. So he says, apparently, there's a Din Isser, that Perik deals with Din Isser Chometz. So apparently, the Halach of Lechemoni is a separate Isser. Elevada Nirmi Deviram, the Din Lechemoni is Din B'Fnei Atzmo. Separate Halacha. That you must have Zichron Lechemoni. If you don't have it, then you're over an Isser. So that's why he says also that Ain Lashon is, what's the Lashon Am over there? Yom HaRishon Asala Lashon Lekate Fel B'mayim Bovad. Lom Mishom Chomet Om Kadeshi Lechemoni. And then he comes back again in Perek Vav, where he's dealing with the Mitzvah Achilas Matzah, Allah Ha'ei. He says, Avol Ain Lashon Asala B'yayin O B'shemen O B'cholav Mishom Lechemoni Kamo Shubiyano V'm Lashon Achol Lo Yotzei Yidei Chavasov. So he says, the Rambam divided into two halachas. Ein Lashon, because of Lechemoni, the Yisr of Lechemoni. And then Vim Lashon Lachol Layotzei Dechavasa, that's Matzah Shal Mitzvah. So he says, and if it was only a T'nai in the Matzah Shal Mitzvah, that's not Matzah Shal Mitzvah, it's not Lechemoni. So he said, well, what did the Rambam say? What do you mean when he said Ein Lashon? What kind of halacha is that? He just should have said that if it's Nilusha, the Meperos is Yotzin, but Nilusha B'Yayim, by the way, when the Ram says Nilusha, the Meperos is Yotzin, he must mean with Mayim, because without Mayim, there's no Chimut, there's only Sarachal. So Meperos, you could be Yotzin if it's Meperos and Mayim. There must be Shimur Mechimut. If it could only come to Sarachal, so there's no Shimur, so that can't be. So the egg matzah that we have, you can't be Yotze according to the Rambam, because there's no Mayim in it. But anyways, I'm speaking about the eating it on Erev Pesach, that you can't, there's no din over there that you can't eat anything, you can't eat matzah shal mitzvah on Erev Pesach. But anyways, so he says, all he should have said was, you're not Yotze. It's a separate issue of Lechemoni. I mean, that's Pashtus. So then he goes on. Then he has a few lines there which are very difficult to understand. Why is that din ma'akev?
who's a shame lachem mishum she is zichron achamon is the dimpas neatmo. So if it's a dimpas neatmo, so why is it ma'akev? Why don't you say, okay, so if you were lush with shemen yayin achalav, so you're over lechamoni, but you still mekayim mitzvah achilat matzah. How does that din, the separate din, if it's a dimpas neatmo, so you're over lechamoni, but you're mekayim the mitzvah. I mean, was the mitzvah bob avera? I mean, Ram doesn't seem to say that. What? He has to knock off the mitzvah of the rice. It's mashma me'ikar adin. See, that it's somehow whether it's ma'akev the kiyam of matzah. But it's a dim b'snei atzma. But he doesn't explain how that works. He just says, mishum ze adin v'yotu gam b'dievidim l'sh l'achal. Avo ikar adin l'chamoni hu ze she'in l'shum shushi yizichon l'chamoni. Okay? So that's his piece over here. But like I said, the question is, it's a separate halacha of lechamoni. So it's true you were mekayim. It has nothing to do with with the tnai in qualifying the chafter shel matzah shel mitzvah. So how does it interfere with the kiyum of the matzah shel mitzvah? That is a separate issue of lechamoni, but matzah shel mitzvah you should have. I just want to say mitzvah bo baver, but it's very very difficult. I'm not saying mitzvah bo baver. So it must be an intrinsic problem. Somehow or other, intrinsically, if you violate the zichron lechamoni, intrinsically the kiyum of matzah shel mitzvah is nullified. How? How does that work? That's the question. He doesn't really give you too much of a hint. I mean, a hint he gives you. That's about it. Okay. So what we wanted to say is the following. That it's a din b'fnei atzmo, that's true. But there's another problem with that. There's two problems, really. One problem is, why does the Rambam say that you can't do it because it's zichron lechamoni? What's the zichron lechamoni? He should have said neidin lechamoni. And moreover, it's a very strange halacha, because the Brisker Rav is taking it to mean, on face value, it does seem to be the whole day, which means the next day also, not just the night. So in the day, for instance, if I don't want to eat any matzah, I don't have to eat any matzah. If I eat matzah and it's nemusha b'shem and b'chol of vash, so then I'm in violation of the zichron lechamoni. So apparently there's a kiyum of zichron lechamoni. So if that's the case, we should be chayav to eat matzah. And if you don't eat any matzah at all, where's the zichron lechamoni? I mean, you could say it's zichron lechamoni by the iser, but that's very forced to the answer. That's not the move. So this year we came up with a new idea, that, and I think that could be helpful to explain the Rambam, the zichron lechamoni, and why it's mevatel, why is an iser lechamoni even beyom when there's no chiyuv achilas matzah. How do you violate the zichron lechamoni if there's no chiyuv matzah altogether? And also, how it's mevatel the kiyum ha-mitzvah of matzah's mitzvah. Those are the three questions. Okay? So we came up with the concept that matzah is a kiyum in the gavra. Just like the Rav mentioned by Titus, that there's a lacha that you can't wear out of a conscious without it. But the kiyum ha-mitzvah is a kiyum in the gavra because for isimah, so it's chatam, it's called mitzvah sar Hashem. And that's why I'm going to get to wear one beged. Because with one beged, you have the kiyum ha-mitzvah and the gavra. So we wanted to say that the whole concept of matzazu shanochom al shema, that over here the Torah gave a reason. And the reason is really part of the halacha. So we wanted to say that what is the reason? The reason is because matzah is geula. So geula, the achilas matzah, is a kiyum in geula, in the gavra. The gavra recognizing the goal of Israel. So that's a kiyum in the gavra. So an achilas matzah is a kiyum in the gavra. So now we're in a good position to explain the Rambam. Why? Because what is this kiyum? Apparently the kiyum of lechamoni is mevatel the kiyum of achilas matzah. the Isser Lachamoni, the Dimbus Ne'atzma that he calls Dimbus Ne'atzma, is Mevatel the Kiyum of the Matzah Mitzvah. How does that work? So I want to say it like this, that what is the Kiyum in the Gavra? The Kiyum in the Gavra is Geula. That's the Kiyum in the Gavra. By Achilat Matzah, he has a Kiyum in the Gavra that he's... the Kiyum Geula is the Kiyum in the Gavra. Like Smichas Geula Tfila, somebody mentioned. That is the Kiyum in the Gavra. So what is Lechemoni? How does Lechemoni fit in? Lechemoni fits in as follows. That the Kiyum in the Gavra on the first day, the Kiyum Geula in the Gavra on the first day was switched to Lechemoni. Not switched, I mean it was super added. That the Kiyum in the Gavra is a Kiyum of Lechemoni. So that's how the Matzah Ashira removed the Kiyum of Matzah Shel Mitzvah. Because the Kiyum in the Gavra, you can't be Yosef without the Kiyum in the Gavra. But on the first day, the Kiyum in the Gavra is a Kiyum of Lechemoni. That's the Kiyum of Gura. So therefore, it'll come out that if it's the Lusha B'Shemen, the Ayin, the Dvash, so there's no Kiyum in the Gavra. So the Kiyum in the Gavra of Matzah Mitzvah is lacking. Because the Kiyum in the Gavra on the Yom Rishon, the Kiyum in the Gavra, there's only Kiyum in the Gavra if it's Lechemoni. The Lechemoni is the Kiyum Gula. It's restricted to Lechemoni. Lechemoni is demanded in order to have the Kiyum in the Gavra. So that would explain also why the Rambam says Zichron Lechemoni. What is the Zichron Lechemoni? The Zichron Lechemoni is a Kiyum in the Gavra, because that's why it's Zichron. That's why it doesn't say Din Lechemoni, because it's a Kiyum in the Gavra of a Zichron Lechemoni. So it's Mevatel the Kiyum in the Gavra, and therefore it's Mevatel the Mitzvah Saseh of Matzah Shel Mitzvah. But it also explains something else, which is the most difficult part of the Rambam. The question we raised before, how does the Rambam have an Isser to eat Matzah Ashira on Yom Rishon when there's no Mitzvah Achilas Matzah, and he says you're going to be in violation because of Zichron Lechemoni, but you're not going to eat any Matzah altogether. So where's the Zichron? So what I wanted to say is as follows, that the Zichron in Achilas Matzah on Yom Rishon, there's a Kiyum in the Gavra of Zichron Lechemoni. Whenever he eats matzah in Yom Rishon, there's a Kiyum in the Gavra. Not just in Matzah Shel Mitzvah, but even in Matzah Shel Rishutz. Because the Kiyum in the Gavra of matzah really comes about because of the Yichud of the matzah to the Gavra. That's why the Ramban that we did in the Baal HaMor, that the Issur Chametz is Miyachei the matzah to the Gavra. So that's really not just the Matzah Shel Mitzvah, but any matzah. Because the moment you have the Issur Chametz, you have the matzah's miyuchad to the Gavra. So any matzah he eats, he will obtain a kiyum of kiyum in the Gavra of matzah. Now what is the kiyum in the Gavra of matzah? So all week long, the kiyum of the Gavra in the matzah is that matzah miyuchedes lo. Matzah miyuchedes lo. So the Issur Chametz creates the Kiyum in the Gavra. But on Yom Rishon, the Kiyum in the Gavra is Lechem Oni. So the Issur to eat matzah, that's Matzah Ashira, is because you're being Mevatel the Kiyum in the Gavra of Lechem Oni. That's the Issur. So now we can understand why if you don't eat matzah, it's fine. But since the Kiyum in the Gavra on Yom Rishon, even in Matzah Shel Rishus, is a Kiyum in the Gavra of Lechem, is only possible if it's Lechem Oni, that's the Kiyum Gula. So if you don't eat it, so you don't have a Kiyum Gula. But if you eat matzah that's Nilusha B'Shemen and Cholav and Dvash, you're being Mevatel the Kiyum in the Gavra of matzah. And that's the nature of the Yisr, to be Mevatel the Kiyum. So that's why it's all day, and that's why it's not only by Laila where you have Matzah's Mitzvah, even by Yom, because by Yom Rishon, the whole Yom Rishon, the Kiyum and the Gavra of Matzah is only fulfilled if there's a Zichron Lechemoni. So therefore, if you eat Matzah Shani Lusha, B'Cholav, Yayin, Dvash, What you're doing is you're being mevatel the kiyum in the matzah, the kiyum of the gavra in the matzah, which is restricted to lechem oni. Takes on the form of lechem oni. So you're being mevatel the kiyum geula in the matzah. That's the nature of the issur. That's where the issur stems from. That's the kind of issur it is. So it's possible to have a situation where you're not mechuyev to eat matzah. But if you do eat matzah, there's always a kiyum in the gavra. But on the first day, the kiyum in the gavra is only restricted to lechem oni, the man's lechem oni. So it'll come out that by eating matzah, shenei luksha v'shem and the yayin u'dvash, you're being mevatel the kiyum in the gavra of matzah, and that's also, that's the issur. Okay?
Rabbi?
Yes.
Why is there an issur of lisha per se?
What?
Why is there an issur of lisha per se?
That's an old problem that the Rams are in Lushan, and I don't have any answer to that except for the fact that unless you wear play shot Rambam, that by Lushan he doesn't mean Lisha alone. He means the Lisha that creates the Chefta Shel Matzah Shel Achila. Or he means Ochal, he means Achila too. The reason why he mentions Lisha. Because in the Lisha, there's the process of Shimur in the Lisha, and the Shimur creates the Chefta Shel Matzah's Mitzvah. But not that he means Lisha per se. If you just wash it, you just don't eat it. He means Lisha, because Lisha is a component, is a halacha component of creating the Matzah. So that's why he mentions Lisha. But he doesn't mean just Lisha alone. It's very hard to say it means Lisha alone. It means Lisha and Achila. But he mentions Lisha, because Lisha is the process whereby you create the matzah because you have Shimur Mechimus. That's the only thing I can say on that. But I wanted to explain the issue of, the main thing I wanted to explain was that with the idea that we had, that matzah, the kiyum, and the gavra works out very well. I don't think we ever had it this clear. How you could have an issur b'yom rishon, even though in the daytime there's no chiyuv achilas matzah at all. But the issue is to mevatel the kiyum and the gavra of matzah. So all week long, if you eat matzah, there's always a kiyum and the gavra. Because the issur chometz is niyachei the matzah to the gavra, and there's a kiyum gula, because matzah is al shem shenigala. But on the first day, the kiyum gula can only take place if it's a kiyum of lechem oni. The kiyum and the gavra is only possible through lechem oni on the first day. So to be mevatel the kiyum in the matzah is the issur. That's the nature of the issur of ein lashon. Okay? I just hope to explain the Rambam. Riskarov doesn't really go into it. The only hint he has to it, he says, Ufize yishyashet ma'at gam rishne du buteras to knock out a Rambam. Why did he say ma'at? That's a funny thing. He says ma'at. But I think the reason he says ma'at is because it's usually muteras and asr has to do with the an issa chefza. But over here, it's not an issa chefza. It's an issa to be mevatel the kiyum gavra. So that's why he says it's yishyashet ma'at. I was wondering why he has a yishyashet ma'at. But he doesn't really flesh it out. But I think that his basic idea is really a foundation for that can be understood very well in the framework that we were interpreting. The new idea that there's a kiyum and the gavra of matzah. But the yom rishon, the kiyum and the gavra, is only lechem oni. It's a higher level in order to create the kiyum and the gavra. And then the issur matzah, the kiyum, the gavra of matzah. So if you don't eat it, fine. But if you eat it, and it's nirusha v'shem and yayin v'ash, so then you'd be matzah b'yadayim, the kiyum gula. That's an issur. Okay?
Rabbi? Yes. Why is the shear for the kiyum gavra yom rishon?
Why is only the yom rishon?
As opposed to
why is only Yom Rishon? You could say because Zohar is a Yom Hazeh, so the Yom Hazeh is in Gula, and Gula's Mitzrayim was written by Yom. So So that could be explained. That's not such a that's not such a difficult question. The difficult question is how it works. But why is Yom Rishon? Could be because Zohar to Yom Hazeh, and that's the entire day. The Gulas were trying Iker Gulas Bayom. You see, with regard to Smichas Gula Tzila, that Iker Gulas Bayom. That I don't think is much of a problem. I want to just finish off this point. I think the idea really expressed in many forms with regard to the concept of the Kiyum and the Gavra. And Henoch wanted to bring a raya from the where the Rambam says the Isser of Achila on Erev Pesach, Achila's Matzah. He says, why? Because Kideshi, he says like this. He says, Yudbeis, Asru Chachomim Lecho Matzah Be'erva Pesach, Kideshi Yeheker Lachilas of Arif. Why do you need a heker? I mean, it's a nice mitzvah to eat. What's the heker? But if there's a kiyum in the Gavra, it makes a lot of sense why you need a heker. That's a good raya. It answers a lot of questions. All right, any questions, guys?
Why is the lechemoni dimension of matzah critical as far as the kiyum and the gavra? What is that dimension for the other aspects of matzah?
Of course, it's an aspect of gula. It's an aspect of gula lechemoni.
So
an aspect of, in other words, the matzah reflects gula intrinsically, as long as it's not the chametz. But there's an additional feature of expressing gula through remembering the lechemoni. That's an extra kiyum in gula. Once we establish that there's a kiyum in the gavra of matzah, and the kiyum in the gavra is tied to gula, everything flows very nicely. Because it's true that the kiyum in the gavra of gula would never eat matzah. But the Yom Rishon demands a higher level of the kiyum gula. And the higher dimension is another dimension that it was not just lechem, lechemoni. So not just lechemata, but lechemoni. So that's why on the first day, the kiyum was restricted, the demand on the kiyum was greater, it was a higher level of demand. That the gula should involve not just matzah, but the matzah of lechemoni. That's the kiyum. To have the full-fledged kiyum in the gavra of gula. It explains it very nicely.
But when we do Rabbi Gamliel Omer, when we do Al Matzah Al Shema or Al Shema, they don't talk about its lechemoni. They talk about the shlohistic b'seka. You know, that dimension is not really. It seems to be a
But that's what shlohistic Al Shem Shenigel. Ramson's Perek Shvi, where he speaks about the ideas, not in the Agoda. In the Agoda, it's different. He spells it out, the Nusach. But in the Perek Shvi, where he talks about the concept, tied to gula. So the gula is reflected to a greater degree by the demand of the attribute of lechemoni being present there. It's a greater enhancement of the kiyum of gula.
Halach ma'anya says it.
What's that?
Halach ma'anya.
That's true. And the Rambam learns the Lachmanya is not the Lechem Be'egin Mitzrayim.
But
the Behilu. The Behilu Yatzonim Mitzrayim, all Lachmanya.
Can the fuck go out now in the Mitzrayim?
The Pasuk itself, Rabbi, the Pasuk itself, when it refers to the Matzah of Lachmanya, it's Kiddush Pasuk Yatzonim Mitzrayim.
Is what?
I said the pasuk itself, when it refers to Matzah as Lachmanya, he mentions Kiddush Pasuk Yatzonim Mitzrayim. You know, that.
All right.
Fucking Dvar.
Yom Tochel of Matzah Lechemon. So apparently the Gula was didn't have time for Matzah Shira. So that really reflects the nature of the Gula.
Is this the reason of the Groz Minhag of having Matzah Shal Mitzvah Kol Shiva?
It makes sense because if you're going to say there's a Kiyum, it's a different kind of a Kiyum. It's not. A Kiyum and the Gavra. So it could be that's why the Brahel, that every Kizayas Matzah, Yotze Mitzvah, because there's a Kim in the Gavra, and Achilas Matzah.
But now it makes sense. Otherwise, it would seem very bizarre.
Otherwise, very bizarre. But I think the concept really is a significant one. It opens up a lot of problems, solves a lot of problems. Okay, that's all I wanted to add, unless you have any questions. I just wanted to finish it up. But it explains the Brisker Rav too. And how it's ma'akev. How it's ma'akev in the key of Matzah Shel Mitzvah.
When he says that the pasta stole the key of a Yoser, so the Havmina, what was the Havmina there? That would be Osir. What was his thought there? So it's such a great, I mean, that's a spirit to Lechemona that you have the finest flour? That's the Havmina?
Right, the Havmina was, it has to be, just like it was in the Triumph.
Uh-huh.
That they didn't have the fine flour. It was Lechemona.
So the
Moscone
is that
Lechemoni
is only by having...
It is that it's not the quality of the flour, but that removed the Lechemoni. But it's only the Licha, a different Licha.
With a variety of...
It's not a Licha of Lechemoni. That's why the Rambam mentions Licha all the time. It's a Licha. Because if the Licha, the Licha of Lechemoni. But... If the Lisha is the same, but the quality of the flour is more refined, that's not a violation. Then you still have the key of Zichron Lachamoni. Zichron Lachamoni, I mean, the whole term Zichron Lachamoni really smacks of the key in the Gavra. So why did he say Din Lachamoni? What's Zichron Lachamoni? Zichron is in the Gavra. The key of Matzah in the Gavra. This is very nice. Are there any more questions?
Is that matzah l'teyavon also because of the gavra?
Yeah.
Is that also matzah l'teyavon? Why can't eat from
the teyavon? Right.
Same idea.
Same idea. That matzah l'teyavon. That would explain why there's no concept of Pesach l'teyavon. Because in matzah there's the kiyum of gula. It's the kiyum of gavra. And the kiyum of gula is the real kiyum of the whole essence of the lila. The lila of gula. So there would be a difference in the kiyum of explaining matzah and explaining Pesach and explaining Mar. The explanation for all of them is, like we said, that it's not enough to speak about the philosophy and the ideas. We have to show that the mitzvahs were created in a way that it's not done like the Umotzah Olam do, ritualistic action, which is really a primitive Avodah Zarah type action, but it's tied to ideas. So the seaport is not complete unless you show the seaport brought us to a different level of kiyum of asiyas and mitzvahs. And that's why I have to explain all of that. But in matzah, there's a separate element. But matzah is gula. And there's a separate kiyum in the matzah in the gavra. Yeah.
To me, it's good to explain the rosh that Hatseva is ma'akev in the matzah.
That Hatseva...
If you have Yimata, that is Seva, you're not Yotzei.
Because it lacks in the Kim of the Gavra.
Yeah, like the since the Kim of the Gavra, the Maisa Achila has to be done in the manner of Gula, in the manner of Ben Korah.
That's very good, because otherwise the Rabbanan comes from nowhere. It's a Seva, but how could it be Maakei the Kiyamata?
Right.
But according to this, it's very good, because what the Chacham did, called the Rabbanan came to write for what? They said the kiyum in the gavra, and the gavra is going to be lacking. They enhanced the kiyum in the gavra. That's very good. That's very good.
It's also gula.
Really?
Yes.
Why are you forced to say that there's no kiyum gavra by Pesach?
You don't see it.
Okay.
But as far as pay, I mean, you see that as far as the, by Korban Pesach, we said this morning, Lama Nigara, they felt there was going to be a diminishment by them not partaking of the Korban Pesach. I mean, at least so far, I mean, I don't know how luckily there's no expression of that notion.
No, it's a Kiyama Mitzvah. I mean, that's for sure it's a Kiyama Mitzvah. But,
you have a qualitatively different character.
Different kind of a Kiyama than the governor we're talking about. That's the governor, the Pesach really, Kiyama Pesach is Kiyama Negavra in a different sense.
That's like a Kiyama Voda.
Yeah, it's a Kiyama Voda, yeah.
A Richa from Avoda Zara.
Yeah, it's a different Kiyama. Different kind of Kiyama. Over here we're saying the mitzvah has a different facet to it. As a facet of a Kiyama Negavra. There you're saying the whole mitzvah is a Kiyama Negavra. That's a different statement. Different logical formulation. Like Bris Mila came in the Gavra. But over here we're saying the mitzvah nothing was matzah, but it has a facet of a came in the Gavra. It's a different concept. Over here we're saying the whole mitzvah came in the Gavra. It's a different idea. It's a different concept. Definitive. Alright, that's all I wanted to do. Short in quantity, but I think the quality is good.
Would this help explain those sheets that hold that the issue of Achilas Matzah be'Erev Pesach applies also to Matzah Ashira?
What's that?
Great. The machlokes whether on Erev Pesach there's only an issue Matzah Shel Mitzvah or even Matzah Ashira.
It seems like the Rambam
Erev Pesach. Right, so this is Achilas Matzah. So this explains the Shita, the Rambam Shita in the Perush Mishnah is that it applies even to Matzah Shira and not only to Matzah Shel Mitzvah.
That it applies to
Matzah Shira.
Well, what's Ron saying? Read it around.
I don't have it in front of me. It's the Rambam. The first Rambam Perush Mishnah on the last paragraph of Pesachim Perush Mishnah.
What did he say?
He says that you don't have any lechem at all in the afternoon, which seems like he's saying that therefore the issue of Achilas Matzah from the Yerushalmi applies even to Matzah Ashira and not only to Matzah of Mitzvah. It would even apply to lechem to Matzah Ashira, not only lechem.
Yes. Yaakov, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Gra infers it from what the Rambam says that it's already in Issur Achilas Tas because of the Issur Achilas Matzah. And the Gra understands that to mean that the Rambam is saying Tas, he means any type of Tas, including Matzah Shir. But the Rambam doesn't say, it's important to note, the Rambam doesn't say it openly like that.
Well, that sounds like,
okay.
He does imply it, though, because he says he must be talking about Shar Devarim. He doesn't say Matzah Shira.
Right, there is one difference, though. There is one problem, perhaps. The Rambam says, what the Rav pointed out, that where's the Rambam? Yishe'ochol kezayis yotzah.
That's right in the beginning of Perek Vav.
Yes.
Halach Aleph.
Halach Aleph. Halach Aleph. Halach Aleph. Halach Aleph. Halach Aleph. Halach Aleph. But by Korban Pesach, he says, "Vim lo ochal el kizayis yata." So the Rav was clear in terms of what the difference is. The Misha ochal in Diktok, it's in Lashon, it's exact. Misha ochal kizayis yata because he says, feed another kezayis, there's no advantage. But by Korban Pesach, if you eat the next kezayis, there's a kiyum of achilas ha-pesach and the chefta. But it's on the surface, it would seem to be a contradiction to what we're saying. It's what do you mean, mishochel kezayis yotzo? But if you eat another kezayis, it would be a kiyum in the gavra too. But the answer is that he's not, it's true there's another kiyum in the gavra, but that's not what he means. He means that Mishochel Kizayis, he yotzei the kiyum in the gavra. And there's no more reason to consume any matzah in terms of the chefza. Masha'ina came by korban pesach, there's a kiyum achilas korban. That's correct. I mean, the Rav's dig is very precise. And the Lashon Rambam, you can see the beauty of the Lashon Rambam, how precise he was. But that's a different thing. It's a different halacha. He's not telling you that there are no kiyum in the chiyum matzah. There's always a kiyum in the gavra, but from the aspect of the mitzvah. But there's no kiyum in achilas achefta. Masha'ina came, like carbon passing, you have the kiyum in the gavra, and then you go to the kiyum in the gavra. Want to have another kiyum in the gavra? I mean, that's the Rambam I'm not talking about. But he's saying what he means is there's no kiyum in achilas achefta. Masha'ina came in carbon pesach, the achilas achefta is a kiyum of kiyum of achilas carbon. For carbon has to be nechal. Kiyum for the carbon to be nechal. So that's not really a contradiction to what we're saying.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Isn't it kind of odd that we're saying that matzah is a kiyum in the gavra's bar gula, yet bala matzah yatsa requires no kavana whatsoever? Where do you have a kiyum in the gavra requires no kavana? I mean, like, tefillah is a kiyum in the gavra, or a kavana, kriya shema, kavana, lishma, kavod tefil. These are all things that require the focus and intent of the person. Here I could eat it, bala matzah yatsa. There's no... strange. You know,
well, if you put on tzitzis and you don't think about it, you also have a kiyum in the gavra. The kiyum in the gavra is structured into the mitzvah. Whether you're machaven or not machaven, it doesn't make any difference. It's part of the structure of the mitzvah. It's like the Rav said by tzitzis.
But you're saying before, it's zichron.
That's why it says zichron. The lashon zichron is very good because it's a kiyum in the gavra. But it doesn't mean that he has to, that the gavra has to be zocher at that time. It's just that zichron is the proper lushan to the kiyum and the gavra.
You're,
it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to think about it.
He reflects the zikaron, but he doesn't have to.
It's reflected in structure.
Right, structurally, but not de facto.
Right. Right.
All right.
Okay, that the Isser Achilas Matzah on Erev HaPesach is an Isser Achilas that's Noveya from the Cheftza Shel Matzah. And Matzah, Ashiva really has a Cheftza, is a Cheftza Shel Matzah. The only thing is it's lacking the Kiyum and the Gavra. So it's lacking the Kiyum on Mitzvah not because of the Cheftza, but because of the Kiyum and the Gavra. But the Isser on Erev Pesach is the matzah, which is a chefza shel matzah. It's on the chefza. So the matzah ashira is not lacking in a chefza. As a chefza shel matzah, it is. But it's the reason why it can't be the kiyum in the mitzvah is because the kiyum in the gavra is ma'akev. So the Isser Erev Pesach is not based upon the kiyum of the gavra. Based upon anything that's defined as a chefza shel matzah. A chefza shel matzah. So matzah is a chefza, according to what we're learning, that the kiyum, that the reason why you're not yotze is because it lacks in the kiyum of the gavra, so it's just lacking in the gavra's market, the kiyum of the matzah. But as a chefza, the chefza is fine. So the yitzur on Erev HaPesach, according to the Grah, is to eat anything which is a chefza shel matzah b'layla. That would be good. That would work out. That would be good.
I think you heard the Rambam for the Parashat Mishnah. Do you hear it that way? I mean, do you think that's what the Rambam's saying?
Well, I mean, what the Grah is saying is that how did he outrule all pas? If you're going to say matzah shira is good, so how did he have a real pas? If you want to say he's not talking about that, that he's just talking about real pas. But I mean, the grow up learning that how did he exclude all pas? What happened to matzah shira? also pass. Master Bob Kisman, Shri Hashem Ravai. But according to the way we're learning, you could learn that way. It would work out very well, actually. And let's say the Rambam meant to exclude all pots. So the question is, how to exclude Matzah Ashira can't be Yotzi Dechavaza Balayla. But the answer is because the Issus Rabbanan is based on the Chalashim Chef to show Matzah. And the reason why it can't be Yotzi Balayla is because of the Kiyum and the Gavr. So, but the Issur of Aner of Pesach is an Issur thing, anything as a Chalashim Matzah as a Chefter. And as a Chefter, even if it's Matzah Ashira, as a Chefter, it's complete. It would work out, it would happen to work out very well.
So it would turn out that what you said before is the only solution for Shabbat, for Erev Pesach, Shechaliyah for Shabbat, to use Matzah. Well, it's not really matzah, you know, like a flour which was made with eggs or apple juice without water, because if that's not subject to chimutz at all, then that's not matzah.
That's correct. That's not shem matzah obvious. There's no shem matzah there. But over here there's a Shem Matzah, but what's Ma'akeh the Kiyum is the Gavra. So the Yitzhak is based on the Chefter. It makes sense that the Drabonin should be based on the Chefter, the Chal Hashem and the Chefter.
Even though the whole idea of the Heker is because the Chazal wanted to emphasize the Kiyum Gavra, I mean, it's a little bit unparalleled.
No, I understand that. But still, the nature of the Yitzhak Drabonin is based upon the Chal Hashem and the Chefter Shem Matzah. Not the key of the tefillah. So it is for the key of the tefillah, but the structure of the Rabbanan makes more sense that the structure should be based on the Chesed.
Rabbi?
That would be very good. That's actually very good.
Rabbi?
We'll answer that problem too.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I mean, it makes sense. It's true, it doesn't relate to the full expression of the Kiyum Gavra on the first night, but it does relate to the basic idea of matzah.
Yeah, in other words, what I'm saying is like this, that the way the Gro is learning, you have to understand the Gro also. I mean, the Gro is learning how what kind of sense this makes. But the Takanas Chachamim is structured, it has to have a certain structure. So it's not, you can't structure Takanas Chachamim with the Kiyum and the Gavra. To make the Yisr. The Yisr is a theft of matzah. So anything that comes under the Shem matzah is going to be Netzar. That has to do strictly with the way the Chachamim are Gozer Gzeros. They're not Gozer. They didn't say you can't eat anything which has a Kiyum in the Gavra of a matzah. I mean, that's not a good formulation. They simply, in the structure that Aser. So they had to offer the shame and the chefter. And so far as the chefter is concerned, it's complete. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense that way. The nature of the drabana. That would be a complicated formulation. Can't eat this, only if it would have a kiyum in the gavra. But there is no kiyum in the gavra anyways at that time.
Really, from a practical point of view, I mean, it's hindsight now, but from a practical point of view, if you wanted to have Shalosh Shudas, Shudas Shlishis, after Zman, let's say, Mincha Gedola, could you use egg matzah because the Ramah, because Ashkenazim, we're knowing not to have it? Does that apply also in Erev Pesach?
As the egg matzah that we have.
Yeah, after Mincha Gedola.
Yeah, it would seem to me that you can't answer it because it's not a chef to show matzah. Because it can't be matzriah.
No, I'm talking about, in other words, the Ramah says, that Ashkenazi, we're knowing during Pesach not to eat egg matzah. Because of, even though we're paskin that it's Eina Machmetz, but we go with Nod Chumrah.
Because of the Chashash.
So does that apply also in Arab Pesach after Chatzos? Probably yes, right?
I think the Aruch HaShulchan is Mater.
Yes, he's Mater.
Uh-huh.
He's Mater Erev Pesach. I don't think he has it from Erev Pesach, if I remember correctly.
Yes, he is.
He is, right?
I thought he is. He says it's okay.
Yeah, I think there are several matzah. But you can definitely do bidetzer with a canadle, because that's matzah mevushelas.
So that doesn't have shame matzah anymore.
Right. It's mevushel.
And you wouldn't make hamotzi on that, though, right?
What?
Would you make hamotzi on that?
If you convey a suda.
If you convey a suda, subjectively, right.
Uh-huh.
Very good. I'm glad you brought up that gruff. Because whether you agree with his dick or not, but the point is that he has to make sense of me.
Think about it. Internally, the gruff has to make sense.
What?
Internally, the grass has to make sense.
Internally, the grass makes sense. I mean, I hear his deal, you know, maybe you could argue with it, but that is a sheep that has to make sense. But according to the way we're learning, it comes up perfectly. As an additional point. Very good. That's excellent. Okay, anything else? Right.
Rebbe?
So you can jump again. What?
Rebbe, before you... So on Erev Pesach, so you can't eat him in the middle of Mila, and he says, so that's not the general principle of Isra Achila by Erev Shabbos. By Tzedavka, you should eat the matzah per se with Taiva. What you're saying is an expression of the key... to highlight the Kima and the Gavra, that you're going through an abstention period, and then you are appreciating. I don't know how it works, but it's magnifying.
That's a Tama Takana. It's not a question why the nature, there's the Tama Takana, and then there's the structure of the Takana itself.
I understand. So you're saying but you want to link that uniquely to the special kiyum of Lula in the Gavra, which exists on Seder night.
That's right.
So structurally, the fact that a person does not eat any food, Erev Pesach.
It shouldn't be marba. It can't be marba.
And not only that, the Chachamim HaRishon were mariven asman.
Right.
This
is a greater kiyum in the Gavra. It enhances the kiyum.
How so?
Because the mitzvah is a kiyum of gula, a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he does the mitzvah better, so the kiyum is enhanced.
Since the guy's this chacham has started, Maria.
Yeah, in other words, there's a kiyum in the gavra, and the kiyum in the gavra lends itself to a variation of the grim. So for the purposes, the gavra should realize it.
Right.
So, that's the whole purpose. I mean, it's true, the structure of the mitzvah is always a kiyum in the gavra, but the purpose of it is that you should realize it.
Right.
It's true if you don't think of the mitzvah Hashem, you're kind of the mitzvah anyways, but that's not really the objective of the mitzvah. It's really you're forfeiting the objective.
Right. I know. We're shifting.
Like the Rambam says about mezuzah, b'shoah she nichnas b'shoah she yetzeh.
Right.
I have the mezuzah on his ass, we're kind of the mitzvah, even though he never looks at it. But he's not being kind of the objective of the Torah. Objective of the Torah is to produce a person that's... recognizes Yichud Hashem when he walks in, when he walks out.
Well, now the Ram here, correct. I mean, that's the ultimate Kiyum and the Gavra, obviously.
What?
That's the ultimate Kiyum and the Gavra.
Right, the ultimate Kiyum, the Yichud Hashem.
I understand that. But just trying to, we were discussing the whole morning is the halachic structure of that Kiyum and the Gavra.
Right.
I understand that. But the Ram sort of said, what do you mean? Chama Rishon Hayu Mariven Atzmam Erev Pesach Kedei Lechol Masa B'Taiva View Mitzvos Chaviven Olav. So that's sort of a universal. Let's not linking it to Masa per se, but it's sort of a universal principle of Mitzvos Chaviven Olav.
Mitzvos in general.
Yeah. So you are trying to put the essence.
I'm saying that's the Kiyum and the Gavra of Gula.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's the kima of the goal of Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a, that's the kima. So we'll mix the stuff of Hibbeth Hu. We succeed Hibbeth Mitzvah. That's why over here, they were masakin that.
Right. For everybody, he's got to be a hacker.
Right.
But for the Chacham, he's Ma'ariv and Atzman, and therefore...
He has a different depth in Yedias Hashem and Chibur Mitzvahs.
Same thing we saw by Erev Tisha B'Av. The Sharam having the regular Tud of not having two Tavshilim, and the other, and the Chacham, who's having a... Pots and Melech and sitting in the in between the
Yosef and Tana Lekariah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But how each person comes to the Chag is completely based on their level of Yedias Hashem.
Right. All right, very good. Nice little addition.
Good.
Okay, so
judge again.
Thank you, Rabbi.